If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec? Huh. That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Well, a bird, bird, bird. The birds are winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. The birds are winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. The birds are winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. The birds are winner, Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird, well, a bird.
And now, oh my God, Peter, are you all right? Our feature presentation.
You don't look at all like Kirox Kevin.
You want me to be him?
Yeah, could you?
Morning, everybody. It's Monday. It's the 13th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
I am so ready to have sex with you.
Looked like it had a little bit of Petros bleeding into your Kevin there for some reason.
Sorry.
He hasn't practiced it.
Lisa May, how weekend it good?
Long time. You.
I.
God. And then I talk about a play and then you cut me off.
Nope. Nope.
That's it. I think we got it. I heard he's out fighting the Lakeview Terrace fire. Because Kevin cares.
Heard?
That's what I heard.
I heard he started
heard
the,
he
Lakeview
set the Lakeview Terrace fire. Hey, I get all my seasons confused. This is fire season? It's fire season in Southern California now?
It
I thought
is.
Fire it's, season was earlier in the year. Is
I
it
think
now when they happen?
It's always fire season yep. now. Because it's because we've just been in a drought for so long.
Yeah, that's true. So there's not much to
there
stop.
There really
so
isn't.
The Santa Anas kick up like they are right now. And I guess it's, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour some places.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, it's fire central.
Exactly.
And they got a bunch of them going on.
Yeah, that's the one I've been paying attention to. It's closest, but yeah, they've had a bunch.
Yeah.
Not good.
Last night, Mike, good times?
Oh! Yeah. Should end the night. Baroa, Dodgers win game 3.
Joe Buck and his, as usual, understated self on the Fox broadcast last night. It's one thing I like about Joe. He keeps it mellow, doesn't he?
He's even keeled.
He certainly is. How was it possible that I heard it was the largest crowd in Dodger Stadium history? Because clearly there have been maximum sellouts before. Is it expansion since the last time? Expansion in the park since the last time the team made the playoffs?
That's exactly it. They figure out a way. The McCord family is magicians when it comes to cramming in seats someplace somehow and getting those extra seats in.
And people on the fences.
Yeah.
Sitting
true.
Up there.
Yes.
Now, was there a difference in clientele as a result of it being a big, important playoff game last night? Did a lot of your Mexican brothers and sisters not come or sell their tickets to other people?
No, sir.
Really?
It was Mexican friendly last night. It was very, very heavy with La Raza, and it was there was a lot of Philly fans. They traveled well, and they were leaving early and leaving with security. There was a lot of
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. The thing about the Philly fan, you got to give him props, is that they weren't shy. Like, they'd show up with their Philly jersey on, the Philly hat, and scream at everybody, and that went bad for them very quickly.
But they that decision.
Yeah, they're surrounded by security and being escorted out of the ballpark, and still they're like, "We're still up one game. We're still up one game," screaming at everybody. All the cholos are throwing peanuts at them. It's pretty awesome.
That's exciting.
Was it like 10,000 Ralph Garmins in the house? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
like?
Yeah. But they were just like punctuated throughout the cholo sea of cholo, awash in a sea of Mexican. It was awesome.
I heard the singer from Sea of Cholos sang the national anthem.
It's true. It's true.
Look, I'm rooting for the Dodgers as much as the next guy, but I will tell you that I was sad for Jamie Moyer to be shellacked the way he was. He's the starting pitcher for the Phillies. He's 45 years old.
Oh.
He's been in the league since 1986, Lisa.
He's the one you were talking about who throws slowly, right?
Yes, he does.
And the fastest pitch I ever saw him throw in the brief time that he was in was 83 miles an hour.
Wow.
And,
that's slow.
He's 45, but I'll tell you, Lisa, the guy doesn't look a day over 58.
He does. No, he does look around 60.
Yeah. Does he have the weight of the world on his shoulders?
Yeah, he doesn't look like an athlete, you know?
No kidding. That's funny.
Well,
he's from Philly.
He actually lives in Seattle because he played for the Mariners for a long, long time. He lives here. The Phillies picked him up, and he's done okay for him. But the game was never in question. That's why I guess it was such a party at Dodger Stadium last night, is because the first three batters up, Lisa, all got hits and got on base. And I think all on the first pitch, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, well, Russell Martin got hit. So that's
yeah, and then the fourth fourth batter got hit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so four in a row, and then, you know, and by the time they got out of the inning, it was, 5-0 at the end of their half of the inning.
That's
so
rough.
It was not a tight one. That's what she said. But
very
good times, right?
Not only was it an amazing game, and Dave and I were there, we had a blast, but I listen to this. I called the score. It was 7-2, okay? And that's an arbitrary number, and I said, I was being interviewed by a Korean television station
makes
in the parking lot.
Makes sense.
Well, Dodgers big in Korea. Baseball in general is big in Korea, but Dodgers especially because
they've rifled through
some Korean players. And so there's a Korean news team there, and we're on the tram coming in. And Dave says, "You got to get on that. You got to be interviewed by that station." Sure enough,
because your Korean is impeccable too.
I run over there and I get interviewed by. They said, "Do you have any predictions for the game?" I was like, "I see the Dodgers pulling away pretty easily and winning this game 7-2."
Are you
so,
kidding?
Come on!
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that
story.
We're
never going to see it anywhere. Just watch Korean TV. We're just going to take your word for it.
And I don't know what station or who they were, but they said they were Korean and they had a camera. So hopefully it's not like gay porn. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, Michael, because I was on a Korean television station yesterday, too, and I predicted that the Arizona Cardinals would beat the Dallas Cowboys. How about that? I made that prediction
just
yesterday.
As believable.
There's that.
Yeah. I can prove that to you.
Do you know how many times a NFL game has ended with a team having their punt blocked and then the subsequent, you know, touchdown of a fumble recovery in the end zone?
Not very often.
Never until yesterday.
Never?
So there's that.
Times.
Maybe that's where Kevin is.
Maybe that
celebrating
is.
Still partying with the Cardinals.
Celebrating a Cardinal victory.
Could be.
It was a great sports weekend. Lisa, you missed out if you weren't watching sports all weekend.
I know. So great. Listen, sports
make
my life miserable. You know my boyfriend is a huge Red Sox fan.
That Bears game, too, the end of that Bears game was unbelievable, too, where they scored and went ahead with 11 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
And ended up losing the game.
Yep.
Very exciting.
It was amazing. Anyway, so, we'll hit some of that, and maybe Kevin will show, and Ralph should be back from vacation, so we might actually have a full complement of Kevin Amin personnel here today.
Or not.
Or maybe not, right.
Depends.
I'm glad we have – I hope we have a lot of people in the building this morning, because we are going to bring back the Kevin Amin players, and it's been some time since they've had a performance, but we did manage to get a hold of the script for one of the most anticipated adult films of the year, certainly. Nailin' Palin is the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there are some scenes that we're going to be recreating. So I hope Lightning will be in here videoing, too, because I'm not sure which scenes we're picking, but I think I'd like to see some of that.
Do we have to ask them out,
today?
Too?
Yeah, well, of course.
But it's radio.
We can't fake it, Lisa. Come on, we're not that kind of show.
Dedicated, Lisa.
All right.
You might as well just take off your clothes now, in fact.
Also, hey, who's the intern today? Is it?
Blinky.
Oh, Blinky. Is he going to be a fluffer? Or what's he going to be doing? What's his job today?
I don't know. A best boy? Key grip? I have no idea.
Something, right. Also, how about Saturday Night Live with Coldplay as the musical guest? We are going to hook you up with that. We got the grand prize drawing from the weekend at 7:20 this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Live music from the Ting Ting.
That's
It's one yay for each ting. They're awesome, so they'll be in today. We'll catch up with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, talking about all the stuff that went down over the weekend. Mike, hear the K-Rock microphones out at the Dodger game yesterday?
Yeah, totally.
Got that.
That was celebrity. That was a celebrity event, by the way, from what I could tell. I mean, we were there, so we didn't see who was on TV, but Alex kept texting me, Tiger Woods on TV there. The Fonz on TV there.
I saw Tiger. I saw at one point they didn't even mention him, but they showed Pat Sajak was in the front row. I saw that.
No need to mention. Too big a star.
Is he always there, or is he one of the guys who's just there because it's the playoffs?
I don't see him that often. I mean, they usually show all the celebs on the Teletron, you know, at the games. I've never seen Pat Sajak, but
Here's my favorite celebrity moment from the broadcast last night.
This replay sequence is brought to you by BlackBerry. BlackBerry, on your game. Go ahead. Who's your favorite celebrity? We pick Ryan Seacrest, not only because he's at Fox, but because he's on his BlackBerry. He's been on it the whole night. Somebody tell him what the score is.
Yep, that's Ryan sitting there at Dodger Stadium on his BlackBerry the entire night.
Some lifeless hot chick.
Yeah, I saw her. He's, I guess he's their Dave the King of Mexico. Was Dave texting the whole game too?
Dave was, but Dave was definitely into the game. But he, you know, yeah, he had to sneak in a couple texts here and there.
Yeah, I doubt Ryan could name a Dodger, to tell you the truth. And also, very excited about this. There is a, we mentioned this last week. There's going to be a benefit concert for those that did not survive the DJ AM Travis Barker plane crash. It's going to be a pretty big deal. It's going to be at the Avalon. And Mark Ronson, it's one of the celebrity DJs that's going to be working the event. He's going to talk to us this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. So it'll give us an opportunity not only to promote the event, but also find out how those guys are doing.
Yeah.
So, because he's pals with them. So that's going to be coming up. And I think that's it. I think I hit it all. Ralph is back from vacation. I think I mentioned that means the Showbiz Beat, the way it's supposed to be done, coming up right after this on the World Famous K-Rock.
Wait, can I have that record? I love that song.
Sure. It's 5:48 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here in the studio.
Stop. Sit down. Sit down, please, folks. Oh,
how are
stop.
You? How are you, man?
Oh stop.
I heard great. Kevin died while you were gone. You
yeah.
heard that.
Well, that wasn't unexpected, was it?
Yeah. Not really.
It was like, he was looking pretty rough there at the end.
Kevin is our Amy Winehouse. It's just a matter of time.
You know what frustrates me, though, is that he waited too long for it to really pay off in the office pool. You know, if he'd have died like a year ago, I would have looked like a genius and really cashed in. But at the end, everyone saw it coming.
I don't think anyone had Foxtober 08.
No.
No.
Anyway, so that's really the big change. How was your vacation, dude?
It was good. I was working for most of it, shooting a TV series that I do a character on from time to time called 10 Items or Less over there on TBS. Mm-hmm. So I was, I'm shooting two episodes this season, so we shot some of it last week, and we have a little more shooting going on this week. But I managed to get a couple days off and hang out, and of course, the weekend was fun. I'll tell you something. NFL football, screw you, baseball fans, greatest sport ever. What happened yesterday could not be duplicated in any other sport. You could play all. You could take five World Series and play them all at the same time. You'd never see the kind of excitement you saw yesterday in football. It was amazing.
I'm a baseball fan, and you are very true. It's what you're speaking is the truth.
Oh, thank you. I'm very true.
He's trying to be Kevin.
He is Kevin.
He's,
yeah. However, having said that, and I take nothing away from the fantastic NFL action.
One after another. Amazing five games decided in the last minute.
It was incredible. Having said that, though, you wouldn't have been up late watching the Red Sox-Tampa Bay Rays game on Saturday night, but it was an unbelievable bottom of the 11th walk-off win, 9-8 in a game that featured seven home runs. That was a pretty remarkable baseball game.
Great. You'll get
you
that,
speak the truth.
You'll get that game out of the entire postseason for baseball. That will be your joy. This was regular season football yesterday, five games. Blow the top of your head off.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Nuts!
The guys on Fox were talking about CBS games that they were watching during the commercials, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, Terry's like, that's another network, Jimmy! But it was amazing. And then to watch the Patriots just get spanked by the Bolts last night was just...
Boat race.
Oh,
it was revenge.
Oh, I was just rolling around on my couch, just touching myself.
Lisa, the Patriots always beat the Chargers. That's just something in stone. So last night was particularly sweet for San Diego fans.
I hear you.
Yeah.
It was good times.
Ah, love
football. Well, if we had a sports guy, we could talk more about this later, but I guess that's probably it. It's 5:51. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for Monday.
You know, I almost didn't come back today. I know I was supposed to come back. It was the end of my vacation. But I woke up this morning, and I realized that Beverly Hills Chihuahua was still the number one movie in America.
Are you kidding?
I said, I took a week off hoping I could just avoid having to say those words, but sadly, today, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, still the number one film in America, 2 weeks in a row. F Psycho Mike and all his people.
Now that's a dog.
$17.5 million it made this weekend.
Wow.
Well, it was a low-income weekend for the movies. Yeah, that was number one.
No big blockbusters were released this week, but you'd think like Body of Lies, the new DiCaprio movie.
Yeah, what did
that
do?
You'd think that would be number one. That came in third.
Really?
Quarantine, the new horror movie, was number two at the box office with $14.2 million, then Body of Lies with Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Maybe it was all the sports.
That's possible, I guess.
Possible. Yeah. I think that... honestly, no matter how good the movies have been, none of these Middle Eastern dramas, not one of them, has met with any success at the box office.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
The Kingdom
yeah.
and Rendition. There's been a bunch of them that have come along. Some of them have been okay movies. People may just not be into that topic right now.
Eagle Eye was number 4 at the box office. Then Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist came in at number 5. The Express, the movie about the first African-American Heisman Trophy winner ever in college football, came in at number 6 with only $4.7 million. I was looking forward to seeing that. Didn't catch it this weekend. Knights in Rodanthe? Rodantha? Rodantha? However you say it, only made $7.4 million, was number 7. Appaloosa was number 8. The Duchess was number 9. And City of Ember, the new kids' fantasy movie starring Bill Murray, came in at number 10 this weekend. See Bill Murray on Letterman last week?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I did not.
So
still have it on the TiVo, though. You gotta watch it.
So funny. He came out and did a town hall type debate with Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he brought some undecided people about Dave or Bill into the building, and they asked questions of them. It was very entertaining.
There's a few guests that Letterman has that are must-sees whenever they're on, like Steve Martin is another mm-hmm. one. Wherever they are, they always do something special, and it's always great.
Tom Hanks, another one.
Tom Hanks, yep.
Bruce Willis, they always bring their A-game when they're on Letterman. Oh, this is great news. Travis Barker apparently is increasingly on the mend. He will undergo his 7th surgery today after, of course, suffering from that horrific plane crash last month. But the news is now he's able to move all the fingers on his right hand, which is one of the parts of his body they were most concerned about. So apparently he is recovering. Travis himself has checked in via his blog on his MySpace page. And he said that he has received the best treatment possible at the burn centers in Georgia and here in Los Angeles. He also gave accolades to his dad, his sisters, his various friends who have been there throughout this entire ordeal, including a friend named Armin who brought him lots of Jamba juices, saving him from hospital food, he claims.
Mm-hmm.
However, he does give sort of a shot to his ex-wife, Shanna Mokler, on the blog, where he says he has not seen her since he checked into the hospital.
No kidding.
Since the week he checked into the hospital. When he first went in.
She flew right out there, right?
She stopped by, and then he hasn't seen her since. So, she cares. Just not that much.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Melanie Sporty Spice Chisholm. She's the lesbian, right?
I don't think any of them are lesbians.
Yeah,
Rob.
But come on. She's the lesbian, though, right?
I think she's the one that's pregnant with a man's baby.
Yeah, but
that's
she's the lesbian one, right?
I hear you. To lesbians, by the way.
She's the one who wears comfortable shoes and the sweat.
Yes.
Sweatpants.
And it's yoked.
Yeah, it's all yoked
up. She is definitely yoked.
Yeah, well, she continues her facade by getting engaged today to a guy named Thomas Starr, who I'm guessing is a woman.
He might as well be Al Reynolds.
That's what I'm guessing, yeah. I cannot wait to see this. Have you heard about this Britney Spears documentary for MTV she's working on?
Oh, yeah. I saw some clips over the weekend.
Where Britney will be talking about her highly publicized breakdown and trying to explain to us what the hell was she thinking. Well, I guess maybe she won't, because apparently on camera she says during the whole thing, as she looks back on it, she says, "What the hell was I thinking?"
Well, that'll be really
so I guess we really won't learn
illuminating
anything,
for all of us.
Even she doesn't know what was going on in her head.
Huh?
More interesting news about Britney. According to CelebrityPoop.com, I think Psycho Mike has a membership over at CelebrityPoop.com.
I thought it was something different, though.
Yeah. Things aren't completely over between Britney and her ex-husband, Kevin Federline. Inside friends are telling the website that the two have been having steamy late-night phone sex conversations.
Oh.
Talk a lot about how things went so wrong in their relationship, but apparently are rekindling and maybe getting back together. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah.
I have a feeling we may be able to track those tapes down.
I think that's a possibility. Angelina Jolie has done an interview with W Magazine, along with a set of pictures that were taken by her baby daddy, Brad Pitt. The magazine has not hit stands yet. However, according to E! Online, the interview reveals that she and Brad plan on having at least one more child. Come on!
Dude. Really? Dude.
She also is very proud of the fact that she's taught their kids to knock before entering their bedroom. Yeah, kids could get scarred seeing what's going on in there, I can imagine. And during her pregnancy, she had a tough time staying away from the Hot Pockets, French fries, and ice cream.
Okay.
That is shocking news.
Giant size cans.
A pregnant lady that... eating fat food. That's crazy.
Yeah, that never happens. We put that cover picture of Angelina Jolie up at KROQ.com in the Kevin and Bean section, Ralph. We had a discussion last week about whether it was wrong to be a little bit aroused by that photo, because there's not a baby suckling, but there is a little baby's hand that's reaching up, going for the spigot.
Yes.
And does that kind of take away from the enjoyment of her being virtually topless in the photo?
I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure they're not called spigots. I don't think anyone even uses the word spigot anymore. Except
I think
your friends down there by the country store being sitting on the Cracker Barrel playing checkers, talking about that porridge they like to eat on the cold winter mornings.
Spigot. Well, you know what I mean. You know, it's... Turn the water on and off. A spigot, right?
I think I'd say nozzle. I don't know what I'd say.
Faucet, I think, probably.
Yeah, probably faucet.
Faucet.
Not spigot.
Okay.
Not spigot. And, well, I should get this out of the way just for Bean before Kevin shows up. And, of course, if he shows up. News coming out of London that Zac Efron...
My sweet Zac, what's going on?
Is, planning on taking over the Daniel Radcliffe role in the controversial Broadway play Equus.
Oh, Bean, your dream come true.
That means Zac Efron
can I go?
Will be nude on stage.
Mm-hmm. When?
No word on when he's going to start the role, but he was at the London premiere of High School Musical 3 and talking about, yes, it has been mentioned that he's in negotiations to take over the role from Daniel Radcliffe. In the West End production of Equus, so he would have to strip down nude on stage.
Do you want extra sausage?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. That means Zach's going to have to wear like a tarp when Bean shows up to see the show. That's all I'm saying. If he's in the front row, bad things will happen.
I have to leave before the end of the show today. I just want to let you guys know because the moving vans are coming for my move to New York.
I think he's going to do the London production.
I meant London. I say New York, I meant London. I'm moving to London.
Go back to your hometown, home country.
That's right, man. Where you belong, you freaking foreigner.
Zach's on the cover of the new Entertainment Weekly, by the way, that arrived in my mailbox Saturday.
Wow. I know, and I figured...
Boring. Ow.
You haven't left the home in 2 days, for sure.
I have already gone through one copy, I'll tell you that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Marie Osmond. Of course, the legendary Donnie and Marie team. Most recently seen on Dancing with the Stars, where she passed out.
That's right.
Playing Vegas right now.
Yeah.
Residency at the Flamingo right now.
Apparently big numbers, too, for the Osmonds. That seems like just a typical out-of-towner show.
He's going to see it. He.
What?
And I'm pointing at Bean.
What?
I'm so excited they're performing again in Vegas. Oh. I'm going to take my father.
Dear Lord in heaven. They belong in like Branson. They should be in Vegas.
They will be eventually. You know that.
Well, they have their own theater there, the Osmonds.
Oh, they do?
They own it.
For the brothers, yeah.
All right. But you can just tell in Vegas when they pull in the RVs, you know, this is the typical flyover stage show that they're just lining up to see.
Yeah. At least her plastic surgery looks good, natural.
Kelly Preston also celebrates her birthday today. Talented, lovely actress, wife of John Travolta. She's 46 years old today. Kate Walsh, talking about hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Former star of Grey's Anatomy, currently can be seen on her own show, Private Practice. She is 41 years old today. And Sacha Baron Cohen.
Come on.
Not only Borat, but soon to be seen as Bruno, the effeminate gay fashion journalist who is going to upset a lot of people by wearing a mesh shirt. He is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's a lot of puppies, you guys.
It is.
Couldn't it's have known
lot
that in
of
advance.
Puppies.
Have you been getting any more sleep? Have things gotten better at all?
A little bit, but you know what it's like to have one puppy. We've all had one puppy.
Yes.
And then you think that it would only triple the amount of work to have three puppies, but in fact, it's 10 times the work. And I don't know why, I don't know how it is, but there are puppies everywhere. You can't walk in my house without stepping on a puppy. There's always a puppy coming. There's always a puppy going. You're always picking up after puppies. You're always chasing puppies. You're always feeding puppies. It's nothing but puppies at my house.
And you didn't start with a clean slate and then just add three
right.
puppies. You had plenty of animals as is.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Including the three dogs, but then there's other animals too to take care of.
Yes.
That must be all you do when this show ends. That's all
yes.
you do all day long.
It's all I do all day long and has been for 16 days.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
It's nothing
you need a
but
vacation.
Puppies. It's too damn many puppies.
It's too many. Hey, Bean?
Yes, Mike?
Jesus is on the phone. Do you want to talk to him?
Is he calling again?
Yeah. Beans, Jesus?
Beans, Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. Who, the assistant here on the farm, started out as a gardener, but now I've pressed him into service with so many other things because I need the help. Jesus?
Hola.
Hi, Jesus. Hey.
What?
You're not supposed to call me at work. We talked about this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bean. I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time mowing the lawn because I keep slipping in the puppy poopy.
Oh.
Well.
Bean, don't you pick that up?
He don't like to pick it up. He tell me to pick it up all the time, and I try to pick it up, but every time I pick one up, they poop two more.
Well, I feel like the yard is your domain, Jesus. I work on the inside. You work on the outside of the house.
Yeah, it's the same with your wife.
What? Wait, what?
No, nothing.
I don't think. No,
just say maybe you have too many puppies, Mr. Bean.
Well, it's a lot of puppies, and that's why I really need you to help me out, Jesus.
But one puppy has no eye.
that's
Veruca.
True.
Yeah, she's
you
got
have,
a...
Your Veronica has no eye.
It's kind of creepy, huh?
Yeah, she's a pirate puppy, right.
Stupid name, Veruca.
Oh.
But he has no eye, and it's like giving me the one eye look, and it scares me.
It's a curse. Like,
yes, in Mexico, if you have a one-eyed dog, it means tuna. The Federales will come and take your family away.
Oh, no. It's not like that here in America,
no,
Jesus.
It's scary. It gives me a devil eye. It's a devil
nope.
dog.
She's just an adorable little puppy who happens to have one eye. That's all.
He's possessed by El Diablo.
No. I promise you, she's fine. She does bite, though. Be careful of that, Jesus.
Oh, I found that out many times.
Oh.
When I try to tell her, stop giving me the evil eye, she often bite me.
Bean, you shouldn't have your dogs biting people.
That's okay. Well, I have 8 more fingers. It's okay.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do, Lisa? You know how sharp their little puppy teeth are.
Well, I don't know. Train them?
And then Dum Dum, the other one, is also a very angry dog.
No, it's Yum Yum. What are you talking about angry? Yum Yum is fine.
No, Dum Dum often comes and bite me also when the devil dog is attacking.
they're not trying to kill you, Jesus.
I need some pants that are more tough than this.
Oh, my God.
Like maybe Kevlar, or maybe you have some steel pants I could wear.
Oh, Jesus.
They sound dangerous,
Bean. They're horrible animals.
You're not going to get taken down by a couple of tiny little 11-week-old puppies, Jesus.
But
you're more man than that.
They have the spirit of the devil in them. They have incredible strength and enormous poopies.
What about little Linus? He's an angel. He hasn't done anything to you, has he?
Let me tell you about Virus. He is not a good dog neither.
Linus isn't even good either?
No, Virus has often come, and when I got the lawnmower going, he bark, and he's always angry at it, and he tries to attack it like a stupid animal. Because you can't beat a lawnmower if you're a dog.
Well, I wouldn't think so. No, it's got to be scary for a little puppy, though, to see something like a lawnmower coming at him.
And Veronica, when she sees it, she looks just with the one eye and keeps chasing in a circle because she can't find out where it's come from.
Oh, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
So it's always in my way when I'm trying to get the lawn work done, and it makes it hard for me.
Well, you're careful, though. You're careful to not hurt any of them, I hope.
Of course, I'm very careful because I know how you feel.
Oh, what happened, Jesus?
Oh, no.
Jesus!
Oh, if she had had 2 good eyes, that wouldn't have happened.
Oh, come on.
No.
I don't think she saw it coming.
Jesus!
Well, Bean, you should lock him up.
Oh, where's the compost heap, Mr. Bean?
Oh. Mike, I know you were at the Dodger game last night, but you missed the opportunity to be on set for the new video, Nailin' Palin.
Yeah.
The hot new porn about Sarah Palin.
They're already filming it as we speak, huh?
Yeah.
They're trying to get it out by election day, and Harvey Levin and the TMZ.com microphones were there. Hey, Harvey, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, guys, how are you? Well, the Bean Show and the Bean and Garvin Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, will you put up on your site that Kevin is missing?
You know, I heard. I heard he was dead. I was listening to Ralph.
Yeah.
Who won the pool?
Yeah, it's so sad.
It was an overdose of Viagra, Harvey. His penis exploded. He bled out. Sorry.
Hey, Harvey, how does it work at TMZ? I don't know if our workplace is like every place else, but when somebody doesn't show, like if Ralph oversleeps or I oversleep or something like that, we just don't call them because to us it's funnier the later they are.
Well, you know, we have this morning meeting, so it's kind of do or die at 6:30.
Yeah.
And I have had some people, long-haired dude, surfer dude Max in particular, who just, like, some days, he's just not there.
Imagine that.
Hard to believe. He looks so reliable, too.
I'm looking over at him right now. He's not going to like that I said this.
Well, listen, speaking of Sarah Palin, I know you guys have been all over this story since it was revealed that Nayland Palin, the porno, was coming out from Hustler. Tell us what you know about the movie, because I'm having trouble getting my head around the plot.
Well, we were at the shoot.
Oh,
it was this weekend. They're very efficient. The entire shoot was over the weekend. And they'd shot it in the San Fernando Valley. The plot line is two drunk Russians are driving their tank in Alaska, and they run out of gas, and they knock at Sarah Palin's back door.
Sure.
Oh. Because, you know, she can see Russia from where she lives.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that's kind of the plot.
Okay. Is it true that there's a Hillary Clinton in the movie though, and there's also a Condoleezza Rice in the movie? Is there some sort of three way?
There is that.
What are they having, some sort of political slumber party at Sarah Palin's place?
Well, you know, I actually, honestly, I've just seen, you know, the screen grabs we got back. We actually put the Sarah Palin, the woman who plays Sarah Palin, really looks like her. I mean, I don't know if you saw the site, but we have some screen grabs up. Her name is Lisa Ann, and she's actually apparently pretty big in the business. And
boobs.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her work before. Yes.
She looks like Sarah Palin.
There is a resemblance, yes.
She really does.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we were there, and we've got all these screen grabs. Didn't see Condoleezza. But, you know, it was interesting. It is kind of like a pretty big shoot. I mean, they have craft services. They have pretty much everything that a movie has.
Yeah,
directors and lighting guys and, you know.
Look, they work harder than most actors do. I think they should have some food on the set. You know what I'm saying?
it's just the, you know, the macaroni and cheese before the scene.
Oh, Harvey, how dare you go there. Speaking of Sarah, apparently she didn't have such a good time in my hometown of Philadelphia the other night.
The soccer moms were against her.
The hockey moms.
Hockey moms, rather.
Yeah,
hockey moms.
She dropped the puck at the, I guess, the Philadelphia Flyers game. Thinking that would be a good tie-in, and apparently she was pretty much roundly booed by the crowd.
No kidding.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a surprise. I mean, you know, I'm just amazed at the whole Saturday Night Live thing because, you know, to me the most interesting thing is the show really hasn't gotten much better, but just the power of Tina Fey in this thing. Their ratings are unbelievable.
Is she going to be on the show?
Right?
Is that true?
Is she what?
Is she going to be on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I mean, she's got a day job, so I don't think.
No, I know. Lisa means Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
that's the rumor. I mean, if she's smart, I think she probably should do it. I mean, at this point, she's just got to be likable because it's not like she's going to become Henry Kissinger in 2 weeks.
That's true.
Now, the reason Ms. Palin would have been in Pennsylvania, of course, for the Flyers game is not because maybe she's a hockey fan, but Pennsylvania is a state that's very much in play that John McCain very, very much to win. But you're saying from the audio that you heard at that event, it was overwhelmingly negative for her, or was it pretty mixed like most of these things?
I think it was mixed. You tend to hear boos more than you hear anything else, but, you know, I mean, look, you remember Chauncey Gardner and being there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I can think about when I see her. It's like she's in Alaska, and all of a sudden, pow, it's just amazing to me. It's amazing.
Well, when they win, it's going to be one of the most unbelievable political stories in U.S. history.
You think?
Nah.
Wouldn't it be? I mean,
well,
come on.
Well, it would be.
Yeah.
If they win. Yeah.
We got 2 weeks to go. We'll see.
I mean, the great amusement, maybe in the history of the White House, would be just seeing her husband in D.C.,
and Bristol, yeah.
and her boyfriend, right?
All right, let's change topics for a second. This is Harvey Levin on the line from TMZ.com. We're going to be talking to Mark Ronson later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Harvey, you got
something
on the site or going up on the site about his sister Samantha, right?
I do. We put something up yesterday. It's really kind of disturbing. You know, she sued Perez Hilton over that car accident, and Perez had said something about cocaine in the car and that it might be Sam's, and she sued for defamation. She lost the case, and she says it was because her lawyer was incompetent. So she sued her lawyer for malpractice. Well, these court documents came out, and she didn't pay that lawyer. And the lawyer, his name is Martin Garbus, and he basically sent her an email with a draft of the lawsuit he planned on filing against her and said, if you don't pay my bill, you know, forget about your lawsuit. If you don't pay my bill, not only am I going to sue you, and then he writes in this email, please don't force me to do it. The blogs will pick it up. And it's like a threat. So it's like he's threatening that, you know, to use almost the internet as a device to get somebody to pay a bill. And this is like a really big lawyer
in
New York.
Is that considered extortion, Harvey?
Well, I mean, the word came into my head. I mean, technically, I guess not. I mean, all he's saying is, look, these lawsuits have a way of getting out.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to get out. And it's just such a weird way of trying to pressure a celebrity, you know, into paying a bill like this. It's just, I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Now, I can understand why she would be disappointed that the verdict didn't go her way. But have you seen anything to suggest that this attorney was, in fact, incompetent or did not give her good legal representation?
I don't know. I mean, she when you read her lawsuit, I mean, she has plenty of things she's alleging. And if some of them are true, she's screwed up. But I have no idea whether some of them are true. I mean, that's going to ultimately have to be decided by a jury. But she's basically saying he did everything wrong, and as a result, they dismissed this case, and she should have ultimately won it. I mean, that's her position.
Gotcha. All right, one more story, Harvey, before you get to your meeting, and this is bizarre. Jennifer Lopez and her husband, that you so affectionately refer to as the Skeletor, did something unexpected in Las Vegas over the weekend. Am I right?
Remarried.
Oh, really?
At, what, was it 3:30 in the morning?
They're just so crazy in love, they just had to get remarried at 3:30 in the morning.
I mean, it's so funny, because, you know what, I had to go to New York this weekend, and on the way back, what's the name of that movie with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz? What happens
in Vegas?
I hate to say it, I actually kind of like that movie.
Oh, Harvey.
You were the only one.
I know, I actually kind of liked it, but it was kind of the same thing. When I heard about the Jennifer Lopez thing, I thought, wow, they did the same thing that Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher did.
But this is weird, because this wasn't, hey, it's our 10-year anniversary, it'd be neat to renew our vows. This was,
no,
hey,
was
we're
like,
in Vegas at the Pussycat Dolls show, what do you want to do now? I don't know, let's go renew our wedding vows. It's so weird, right?
Celebrities just don't live like you and me. They just don't live like you and me.
And they must have been hammered. They must have just been drunk out of their minds.
Or, I mean, the more sinister way of looking at it is, it's a great way of getting publicity for Monday morning, isn't it?
That's true, too.
Well, that's true. On a slow news weekend. All right, Harvey, anything we should be looking for later on today on TMZ.com? Anything you're cooking up in the lab there?
Well, the only thing that I will say is that if you see a picture of me at the airport with a caption that says, I refuse to answer questions, it's not true.
Oh, wow. That's juicy.
It's not true.
Did you grab some guy's camera and break it at the airport?
I didn't, but there was a guy there from an agency, and I just walked up, and he said, okay, so what do you want to ask me? And then he said, and he didn't have anything. I said, okay, you got nothing, and I walked away, and now they're saying, okay, he refused to answer questions.
Oh, my God.
See?
That's
it's not so funny when the shoe's on the other foot, is it, Mr. Lowe?
Yeah.
All right, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record, and, of course, TMZ TV each weeknight at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, have a great day, man. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye.
This is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, live music from the Ting Tings in our studio today, and someone wins a trip to New York City to see Coldplay on Saturday Night Live. That grand prize drawing in less than an hour.
No, right? I think we have our winner on hold right now.
Oh, how did that work?
No,
I don't understand.
We had to call early.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Roman.
Yes, you won. Congratulations.
You got the golden ticket.
What do I get?
You get to keep your job if you ever come in.
That whole thing where the rule is that you don't wake somebody up if they're oversleeping?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
If it's not you.
I'm sorry, what?
You say it's only funny if it's not you? Is that what you said?
It's so much funnier when it's just anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. What time did you roll over, Monkey?
About 6:11.
Strong.
And what thought went through your head when you saw your clock?
Son of a bitch, it can't possibly be Monday at 6:11. Yeah. No, I thought it was 6:11 at night, and then I thought, no, why would I be asleep at 6:11 at night? That doesn't make it. Maybe it's Sunday. I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
That's the worst feeling ever, isn't
I thought
it?
Kevin was going to make true in his vow that he would never work with me again. I think that's what the problem was.
Oh,
I came back from vacation, and Kevin said, screw it, I'm not coming back in.
This is a mess.
We thought maybe for a minute that you were out partying with all the Cardinals fans last night.
Well, no, I was actually at the Kings game last night, the home opener for the Los Angeles Kings, and I ran into a fan who said, are you the guy who's always late? And I said, how dare you? I haven't been late in like 6 months. So I blame him.
Good idea.
All right.
So it sounds like you're coming in.
I should be there within 3 hours.
All right.
Okay. Good times.
All right. We'll look forward to it. So Kevin is alive. So Harvey Levin, if you're still listening, no need to put up a missing persons report on TMZ.com. We're fine.
All right.
See you later.
This is a mess.
All right. 6:39 with Kevin Avicii. How about the Afro line? 323-520-AFRO. Ralph, do you remember our former intern, Nicole, that worked here a few semesters ago?
With the big cans?
What a goer, yep. Yes, what a goer,
yeah,
she was.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I'm delighted to say she continues to keep in touch, this time via the Afro line.
Hey, it's Nicole. Boobs, the intern. I'm with three people drunk in my car, and we all are naked.
Wow.
She's driving drunk back in her car naked?
Yes.
Wow.
Is there any way she can come back? Do we have any sort of a repeat intern program?
That's
is that
a perfect
possible?
Storm right there.
Yeah. No kidding. Here's a Kevin Avicii podcast listener.
Every time I listen to your podcast, I hear that stupid, one, two, three, bad boy. I'm sick of it. If you guys would just change it and just cancel your show, that'd be great. You had a good run. Okay.
Wait. We're gonna change it and then cancel the show? That seems redundant.
We start all of the podcasts the way we start all of the shows, with a little Puff Daddy at the beginning of the program. But just for you, here's something different.
1, 2, 3, circle sucks. 4, 5, 6, Mark's game.
All right.
Okay. For some reason, I didn't even remember doing it, but for some reason, I, Bean, called the Afro line over the weekend.
Why? It sure is low.
I am annoying. Here's a Bean fan calling in.
Bean, you're hella gay. Jay.
I took some heat, Ralph, on Friday when I mistakenly used a phrase that apparently has been banned on the show. Here's the tape. These two, I know they're 19, and you got to go to TMZ.com and check out the mugshots because they're hella hot, but they could roll the old man.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Right? I know. Everything just screeched to a halt at that point.
Hella has been used since Gwen Stefani put out that song.
Ironically, yeah. Too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, exactly. It was over then. Still using it.
Please go to TMZ. They're hella hot.
I accept your score. We also caught up with the great Doto on Friday, I'm happy to say. He was back in time for just a brief second between his Asian travel and his trip to Canada. He claims to visit relatives, and I think we all doubt that.
Mm-hmm. No Asians but, in Canada.
That's what I said, but here's apparently a call about Doto.
Hey, I got a suggestion. How about an episode of Cribs with Doto doing Bean's house? That would be a shizniddle.
That would be hella funny.
That would be hella funny. There's talk of him visiting Seattle on his way to Canada. I don't know if that's true. I think this next call is also about Doe.
Wake me up before you go, Doe. Don't leave me hanging on, Doto. Wake me up before you go, Doe. I don't want to leave you going to Canada. The end.
I have no idea.
Drugs have not been kind to George Michael.
I guess I called back in on the Afro line.
Why are the Dodgers so good?
You know, we're, what, about 2 weeks away? I guess 2 weeks tomorrow is going to be from the election, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you're still on the fence and you're still waiting for that perfect celebrity to come out with a reason why you should vote for the candidate of his choice, maybe this is the one you've been waiting for.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When it comes to fundamental change, financial reform, and basically turning the entire nation back around, there's only one man who can do it, brother. And ironically enough, he is a brother. And what you got to tell McCain when Obamamania runs wild on you?
Thank you, Hulkster.
Here is probably one of the happiest listeners I've ever heard on the Afro line.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. It's the greatest day of my life. My wife came home from shopping, and she had 2 bags of white pants and a thumb ring. And the first words out of her mouth are, "That's right, white pants." Yeah! USA! USA! USA!
White pants! Woo! Yeah!
And finally, we had a report on the Showbiz Beat last week about Doug Figer, the lead singer of The Knack, of course, famous for the number one record, My Sharona. And it was very, very sad news. The report was that he had had tumors in his chest that had spread to his brain, and he was knocking at death's door, and he was undergoing his very last round of chemo. Well, Doug Figer called the Afro Line last week, Ralph, and said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I've been fighting the cancer, but I'm doing great, and there's nothing to worry about, and I just want to let you know." And we were very pleased to hear that we had received misinformation. But now it sounds like there may be a change in his status. I guess he's back on the Afro Line.
Hi, guys. Once again, this is Doug Figer, the very much alive and active singer from The Knack, Doug Figer. I just wanted to reassure you that I'm quite healthy, and I... I just had a stroke. This isn't good. Average homeboy. This is a mess.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We'll keep you updated. 323-520-AFRO is the Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Kevin, Ralph, Kevin.
Not familiar.
Time for the showbiz beat. And then coming up after the news at 7, by the way, Psycho Mike and Dave were representing at the Dodgers game last night, and the K-Rock microphones were with them. So we'll have some highlights of that coming up after 7. I imagine it was quite the party at Dodger Stadium last night.
Very
the way that game,
environment, yes.
The way that game got started, you kind of weren't really all that nervous about losing that one, I guess. Anyway, all that's coming up, and of course, the grand prize drawing to send someone to see Coldplay in New York City for SNL. That's next half hour, too. Ralph, what do you got?
Were Mike and Dave hella representing?
They were.
They were. Funny you should ask.
Freaking hella.
You don't have to tell us.
Oh, this is all new to me. I'm just...
Mike and I, just our heads exploded.
This is a fresh wound.
We're just like, wait.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Beverly Hills, Mother Effin' Chihuahua, still number one at the box office. This is... Second week in a row. $17.5 million. Stop pumping your fist. Like you just scored a goal.
Did you see it?
Well, then stop
God,
it.
No.
Quarantine, the new horror movie, came in at number two this weekend with $14.2 million. Then Body of Lies, the new Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe movie, was third in its debut with about $13 million. Eagle Eye was number four. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist came in at number five. Then The Express, the new Dennis Quaid movie about the black dude who won the Heisman Trophy. First black guy ever. Met Kennedy.
Looks like a great movie.
No, I was saying I would like to see it this weekend, but I did not have time. Knights in Rodantha. Rodonantha. Number seven, Appaloosa, The Duchess, and City of Ember, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. You know, Halloween's right around the corner, kids.
Right? Yes, it is.
Doesn't only mean you have to stock up on Reese's peanut butter cups for those little gremlins who knock on your door, but you got to start thinking about your own costumes. You people thinking about your costumes?
Yeah.
Have we talked about what we're doing for Halloween yet?
I don't believe we have.
Then we won't. But needless to say, I'm going to need a costume for that thing.
That we're not talking about?
That we're not talking about.
Yeah, me too.
And celebrities have the same problem. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan. Sorry.
Lindsay Lohan!
Is getting... her costume ready. According to the New York Daily News, Lindsay this year will be going to Halloween parties dressed up as Sarah Palin. And her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson, will be dressing as Todd, the governor's husband.
Oh, perfect.
Slap a goatee on Sam and sure. You have the first dude.
Yep.
So it all makes sense.
I'll bet that's going to be a popular costume this year.
I think you may be right. NBC has just renewed its updated version of Knight Rider.
Why?
Has anyone seen that? Is it?
Because no. It's doing well in the ratings. And so they're going to get a full season of Knight Rider. Congratulations, Kit the Car.
Why are you bad, America?
Hey, guess what? They're going to do another remake on television.
Oh, good.
This time, ABC will be bringing back a TV series called V. Are you familiar with V?
Oh, I remember
the alien one? About the alien invasions.
Yeah.
They were like lizard people who wore like masks of humans, and they'd rip their masks off.
And you couldn't tell who was who?
They'd be all lizardy, and they'd eat the hamsters. That's what their food was. They'd eat hamsters.
I don't remember that part.
That's how they had a good time. So apparently it's coming back. They're going to do pretty much what they did to Battlestar Galactica, sort of give a cheesy old sci-fi series an update so you can look for it on ABC. Coming next fall, apparently. So.
God damn it, I love that show.
Me too, I want it to be on again right now.
It's the best show since no other show.
Producer says the Daily Variety, whenever I mention to anybody, they still have a lot of good memories about the original movie and miniseries. Everyone has that imagery of their uniforms or the visitor eating a hamster.
Oh, good times.
The science fiction icon and too good to pass up. So that's good news. Ready for Harrison Ford to do another Indiana Jones movie?
I am not.
Does it end with aliens?
Are you kidding me? It ends with V, with the aliens eating hamsters. Apparently that's how this one will end.
Nope, I'm not.
Harrison was talking about the idea of returning in yet another Indiana Jones film. Apparently producers are thinking about doing another indie film because the success of this one was strong. He said, the idea is crazy, but great. You're half right, Harrison.
They should abandon him and go with Shia LaBeouf.
At 66 years old,
excited about
it
that.
May just be crazy. They may actually start doing that, do a transitional movie now where Shia takes over. So.
He was good.
He was real good. Hugh Hefner, his ex-girlfriend Kendra Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is apparently dating Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis. Have you heard this?
Oh,
no, I have
Tool.
Not heard that.
He's a major Tool. Apparently, Us Weekly magazine asked Joe Francis what she could see in him after dating Hugh Hefner. Joe told Us Weekly, she's probably looking for a relationship where she doesn't have to change her boyfriend's diapers.
Nice.
Oh, no, you didn't! Let me tell you something, Joe Francis. At 82, he is three times the man you are. God damn you. Now he's got those 19-year-old hell-raising teenagers he's banging around with.
Yes,
by the way.
He does.
That are hella hot, by the way.
Girl, holla!
Asshole.
Oh. Now they're broads with beer bottles and stuff. You hear about those girls? They're nuts.
They are crazy.
And Forbes magazine has released a list of the most valuable faces in Hollywood. You may ask what that means. Well, they took a look at all of the big six celebrity magazines and then correlated how many copies of each magazine were sold with which celebrity's face on them. So if you want to sell magazines, whose face should you put on your,
Megan
your magazine,
Fox.
Basically? Well, let's take a look at the top 10 and see if she shows up.
All right.
Number 10, Owen Wilson. Apparently sells a lot of magazines. Hmm. 9, Heidi Montag.
Yes.
Believe it or not. 8, Shiloh Jolie Pitt is number 8.
What?
Yeah, Shiloh.
One of the kids?
One of the kids. Sells a lot of magazines. Suri Cruz.
Yeah.
Slap her on there, you're going to sell some magazines.
She's like 2.
I know, but apparently they correlated. Took all the magazines where she was on the cover, and they looked at the sales results, and they were through the roof. Jessica Simpson, number 6.
Sure.
Nicole Richie was number 5. Jamie Lynn Spears was number 4. In all fairness, a lot of these people were involved in some sort of scandal or news story, right. So you got to take that into consideration. Number 3, Heath Ledger. Hard to get him to pose for another cover, I'm guessing, even though he did very well on the list. He's number 3. Jennifer Aniston was number 2, and the number 1,
Brittany.
Angelina Jolie. Britney Spears not on the list.
Wow.
Interestingly, Britney had 30 magazine covers, but she ranked dead last in terms of likability scales and cover sales. So even if you put Britney on your cover, you're not necessarily going to sell a lot of magazines.
That's surprising. That?
Interestingly enough. Today's celebrity birthdays, Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's the best.
Strongest man in comedy. He's fearless.
He is, yeah.
He has balls the size of cassava melons. 37 years old today. Kate Walsh from Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy, 41 years old. Kelly Preston, wife of John Travolta, is 46. And Marie Osmond. Of Donnie and Marie.
Oh, not don't give her
bells.
2 bells.
Like,
are you kidding me?
No bells.
Look at her.
No bells.
No bells.
Zero bells.
Zero bells. Things I'm going to do to her Osmond body.
I'm going to take those back. There you go.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Nope.
Being apparently going to see Donnie Marie in Vegas.
I know. I've been trying to ignore that.
Yeah.
November 1st.
Well. She's 49 years old.
No, well, nothing. We don't need an explanation.
There's no well.
I'm just saying.
Right. As are we.
The next hour, hear Bean's penis explode as I talk about Zac Efron doing a show in the nude. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Dodgers! Should end the night. Baroa, Dodgers win game 3.
Look, I love Joe Buck. I think he's one of the best baseball announcers I've ever heard.
Right.
He does not get overly excited when anything happens on the field.
Yeah, that's true. He's a calm announcer.
It's the Kevin Beach Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The end of that game was never much in question after the first inning when the Dodgers went up 5-0. It was very sad times for 85-year-old pitcher Jamie Moyer for the Phillies last night.
Oh, well.
He looked every second of his age last night, didn't he?
Yeah. The problem when you are a guy who relies a lot on location and movement on your pitches, you're not a power pitcher, is that if you're off, you're pitching batting practice.
Yeah.
At least, you know, if you're, yes, if you're averaging 98 miles an hour, at least if you're not on your game, you're still throwing 98 miles an hour. Guys like him, when they're off, it's a bad night.
How often, I'm not a big baseball fan, how often do baseball teams score 5 runs in the first inning?
Well, not often, especially not often, this not late in the season.
But yeah, it was not ideal for the Phillies. But he did, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. A guy like that can have a terrible first inning and then settle down and be fine. I mean, he did strike out two guys in the first inning too, so he clearly wasn't just throwing wild, but he didn't have what he needed to stay in that game, that's for sure. But it was a what tell people who didn't see the game, tell people about the brawl that that didn't really get out of hand enough to satisfy Kevin, but there were a couple of pitches, a couple of punches thrown, right, Mike?
In the third inning, Dodger pitcher Rocky Carrera throws above and kind of behind Victorino the Flying Hawaiian,
right?
And he didn't take too kindly to that because
right.
he knew, I think he essentially knew that Kuroda was throwing at him. But he was saying, and you could see it during the game tape, he's saying, if you're going to throw at me, throw at my body. Throw at my body, don't throw at my head. And Hiroki Kuroda doesn't know what the hell anybody's saying. You know,
right.
And
he can understand it, pointing to your waist, though.
He just sees him pumping up and getting, and so there's some words exchanged, nothing happens. He gets thrown out at first base on a subsequent pitch. And as he's walking away from first base, Kuroda approaches him, and they continue talking. And he's even said now after the game, he has no idea what Victorino's saying. Victorino has no idea what he's saying, but they know that it's not good.
Right.
And next thing you know, bench is clear. Manny's running in from third, from left field. It was awesome.
Nice.
He even had the Phillies pitching bullpen catchers came out like way late in all their catcher gear coming out. It was awesome running in. It looked like early
That's
bases loaded on Nintendo. Good reference. And
see, Kevin would get into baseball if it were more like hockey,
yeah,
where you could count on some bench clearing brawls a couple times a game.
If they had more fights and they encouraged them, that would be good.
The whole time, as this melee's going on, people are pulling people back. Dave and I just kept saying to each other, Manny, please get far, far away. Whatever happens, do not get kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, Phillies are up 2-1. It's a best-of-7 series. They play again today. You and Dave, the King of Mexico, were at the game last night. What's the environment like for essentially the first playoff game that matters in 20 years?
Mexican.
Very Mexican.
I would say that's the best way to describe it.
Right.
But it was festive, to be honest. Everybody was really geeked. And like you guys said, I mean, when you get handed that gift of 5 runs in the first inning, people just were just going crazy. And
it's
they could
party,
relax
yeah.
a little bit, you know?
Were there a lot of stars? I saw Pat Sajak on my TV. I saw Tiger Woods. I saw Danny DeVito. Who else was there?
The Fonz. Henry Winkler was in the house.
Fonz was there. All right.
Tommy Lasorda.
Sure.
Talking about Amco.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it. Dave and I were sitting in seats where you needed, like, oxygen masks, so we really couldn't see a lot of celebrities. So you probably saw a lot more at home on TV.
Here's the best celebrity mention on the Fox broadcast last night.
This replay sequence is brought to you by BlackBerry. BlackBerry on your game. Go ahead. Who's your favorite celebrity? We pick Ryan Seacrest, not only because he's a Fox, but because he's on his BlackBerry.
Of course.
He's been on it the whole night. Somebody tell him what the score is.
Wow.
He wasn't even looking at the field.
Wow. Why is he there? Poor guy, nothing. Why is he there? So, Psycho Mike, you got the microphones. When did you talk to people and where? Was it outside, inside?
In the parking lot on the tram ride over. During the game, I snuck the recorder in.
Good.
And then post-game as well. So this is a bunch of happy Dodger fans.
We're heading out to game 3 of the NLCS. Hopefully the Dodgers can pull it out. Dave, how do you feel?
Good.
Thank you.
See, of course, man. I love the Dodgers.
Are you excited about today's game?
Yeah.
What did you do to prepare for today?
I off a little while ago.
Would you write in Joe Torre as President of the United States of America?
No.
Excuse me, madam.
I have no idea.
You have no idea? I don't either. Trust me. How long have you been a Dodger fan?
That's okay.
I think if they can score early, make runs in the early lineup, then we'll be okay.
I think they just need to play their game. You know, they're here at home, and they've swept them at home, so they just need to go out there and play their game.
Sir, why are you so, you seem so out of it, so close to the game?
It's Sunday.
Long night?
Yeah, Saturday was a good night. Saturday night was a good night.
You're just out here passed out in the back of the tram?
Yeah, I'm just trying to save up my energy for the game.
Are you, sir, gonna ready to defend the Blue and White's honor if some Philly fans start acting a fool?
No.
Have you been drinking today, sir?
Absolutely.
Is that how you normally prepare for a baseball game?
That's how I prepare for the day.
What's your checklist in the day, you know, to get ready for a Dodger game?
Alcohol, bread.
To soak up some of the alcohol?
No, just because bread's good.
Go Doyers. If any Philly fans get a little too loud, they start popping off, acting a fool, you ready to shut them down?
Yeah, close the gate, baby. This is L.A.
Oh, I just saw these girls right now, man. I said, oh, you guys are leaving already. It's barely, what, the first, second inning? 5-0, we're kicking ass, and the Phillies still suck.
Dodgers are going to take this next three games. We're going back to Philly. We're going to take it over there. Bottom line, that's it. We're going to the series. That's it. Bottom line.
This is what I'm talking about. L.A., bitch.
Home run.
Our coach just hit a home run, dog. Go Dodgers!
What'd you think of the game?
It was great. I thought the Dodgers showed outstanding bats and played some great defense, and we wrapped up some shop on the Phillies.
Who has the best ass on the team?
That would be Ethier.
Oh, I think it was beautiful. The Dodgers are the gorgeousest. They're the most powerful people in the universe, and we're going to always take control. Yeah.
You're being vague. Who's the best team in the world?
The Dodgers are the best in the universe.
That's the best guy ever.
Yeah, that's my man right there.
Good time. So they play again tonight, game four.
Derek Lowe on the mound, so... We'll see. Come on, Dodgers. The Dodgers do really well against the Phillies in Dodger Stadium. They've essentially swept them this entire season in Chavez Ravine. So we got them right where we want them.
Nice work, you and Dave. Dave probably said too much in that.
Yeah, I agree. I had to shut him up. What are you gonna do?
He just rattles off.
Got some great news for a Coldplay fan, am I right?
Yep, absolutely. Going to see SNL, New York City, a couple weeks. Everybody got tickets in the first 10 rows and qualified this weekend.
That's the Honda Center Show, November 25th. Some seats still available. It sold real well on Saturday.
Hey, is this Linda?
Oh, no.
Huh?
Is this either Kevin Bean?
Yes, this is Kevin and Bean.
No way.
How are you today?
She sounds nervous.
Let me turn my radio off.
Yes, please. Turn it down.
I'm wonderful. How are you guys today?
You are wonderful. You are going to New York City.
Oh, my God.
See Coldplay on Saturday Night Live.
You know, my phone rang like 10 minutes ago, and somebody asked for John. I said, you know, that's funny. Kevin and Bean are supposed to call at 7:15, and some guy called and asked for John. They got the name wrong.
Well, it's close.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
What have you done with John?
I don't know. Oh. I'll take any name.
All right.
So I haven't seen you since we played bingo in the valley like 20 years ago. But
wow. We had an event with Bean's dad, I believe.
Yeah, at a bingo parlor in Reseda.
We played bingo.
Oh, that's right. What? We sure did. Yeah.
That was not a good night.
Mike, the show wasn't all that good in the early years. That's what we're learning here.
Sorry,
Linda, here's the deal. You already won the tickets to see Coldplay at the Honda Center November 25th. And great seats. I understand you're in the first 10 rows. You won those over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, and now, coming up the end of this month, you're going to be in New York City. John Hamm, who plays Don Draper.
I have any time on my calendar. Okay.
Okay, you can go.
John Hamm, the talented actor from Mad Men, is going to be hosting that episode of Saturday Night Live, and Coldplay is going to be the musical guest, and you're going to be in the audience screaming and yelling. You're going to have a great time.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Linda, you sound crazy to me. I got to be honest.
Well, I am crazy. Okay. I'm unemployed, and what the hell, right?
Excellent. Good work.
Thank you, guys.
We'll have somebody call you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
What the hell?
She needed some good news, Kevin.
How many times have we given away a prize where the person just laughed through the whole thing?
Yeah.
A little
weird.
Hysterical.
It's just interesting that Kevin's not here at the beginning of the show, and then huge fires break out everywhere, and then he shows up. And I don't see any kind of an alibi. I don't see an explanation. I just know you had something to do on your way into work today.
My pyromaniac days are sort of behind me.
Does not look good at all in Lakeview Terrace this morning. What's closed? What freeway is closed, Lisa? Because
worst. I mean, it keeps changing, it seems like, but the 210 is closed. It was closed between the 5 and the 118, but now they've extended it, it looks like, out to the 2. And then the north and south 5 to the 210 is closed down. The 5 to the east 118 is closed. 118 is closed.
Wow.
At the 210.
Dude,
so
that's a mess.
And that's tough because people coming down from Santa Clarita and Canyon Country, they are screwed.
Not a lot of ways to get down here.
No, not a lot.
All right, we will definitely keep you posted on that, but that is bad, bad news that's happening. Live music from the Ting Tings next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to welcome for the first time a guy we've been wanting to have on for a long time, Grammy winner, DJ, producer, extraordinaire, Mark Ronson joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning.
We appreciate you getting up so early today. You got a big event planned for tomorrow night that sounds great.
Yeah, we do. I'm DJing as part of DJ AM's Welcome Home thing. And, you know, it's certainly a tragic event that happened where it's trying to bring something positive out of it by raising money for the families of the victims who are on the plane with him and Travis. So
this is going to be tomorrow night at the Avalon, and it's $20 per ticket, and all the proceeds go to the pilots, Sarah Lemon and James Bland, their families, and his Travis's assistant, Chris Baker, and the security guard, Charles Still. Those are the four people who passed away in the fire, so the money is going to go to their families, which I think is it's a great idea. Did you come up with it, Mark?
No, I think it was something that Adam came up with. AM has been a friend of mine for about 15 years, so he asked me, and I didn't have to think twice, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's going to be at the Avalon. Now, are tickets available on sale right now as we speak?
I believe so, but I, to tell you the truth, have no idea. Sorry.
Okay. They are $20 per ticket. Again, all proceeds donated to the Memorial Fund for the Accident Victims. 18 and over, please, at the Avalon. WantTickets.com is the website. And you're going to be there, of course, along with some other fantastic DJs. I mean, how long a night is this going to be if all of you guys are going to get the chance to spin?
I think it's going to last for 3 weeks. Round robin. But you've got Dirt Nasty, Steve Aoki, myself, AM, Mixmaster Mike, Offbeat. You know, I think everybody who's there is going to want to jump on the mic or do something as well.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Now, have you had a chance to spend much time with either AM or Travis since they've come back to California, Mark?
I haven't, because I literally just got to California this morning, so I haven't seen anyone, so it'll be a big sort of like eerie reunion for everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. That must have been so hard for you being so far away and seeing this news and not being able to be there to check up on your friends.
Well, I was in England, but, you know, the first thing I did was just, you know, check to make sure the friend's okay. You know, I know that my sister was here and she's close to them and she talked. Yeah, but it was. I remember I got the news, and not to go all emo, but I was on a bus coming back from a wedding, and I just broke out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just horrible. I mean, we just had both of these guys, AM and Travis, were in our studio about a month ago or so promoting one of their gigs. And, you know, we've known Travis for years and years and years, and AM seemed like such a super dude. It was just one of those things you just can't believe actually happened to somebody that you know. And it's just a miracle that everyone on that plane didn't get killed. I mean, it really, they've just got to thank their lucky stars for every day they've got on Earth now.
That's right.
Well, it's very cool. Welcome home, DJ AM, tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Avalon. Tickets are $20 a person. Like Bean said, you can get them at wanttickets.com, and all the proceeds go to the families of the people
it's
who passed away.
Great cause, yeah.
Should be a great night. Thank you, Mark Ronson, for talking to us today. We appreciate
it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, bye now. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have the Ting Tings in studio, and they're going to perform live.
Ting ting.
I'm real excited about the show tomorrow night.
Hey, easy, DJ Ronson. Don't pull a muscle.
It's gonna be great.
Much too loud.
That's true. You can actually hear me.
You gotta take it down.
Very excited about the Ting Tings. Plus, the Kevin and Bean players make an appearance in the 8 o'clock hour with the script for the new porn movie called Nailin' Palin. I'm looking forward to that too. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat back from vacation. Ralph, we really missed you. If we haven't said that, we're very happy to have the Showbiz Beat back in capable hands again this week.
Thank you. You lie nice.
No, I'm serious.
I believe it's Who's Nailin' Palin is the name of the...
Was that the name of it?
Yeah. Please don't besmirch the good work of people over there at Hustler.
Sorry.
Huh?
President Who's in the
movie?
Oh. Come on.
Oh, boy.
I think it was written by James Krypton is the name of the screenwriter.
Really?
You can really do yourself a favor once in a while when you're done with the porno film, the taking care of business part of it. Right. Look at the credits sometimes in a porno movie. You'll see some spectacularly made-up names. They really are quite entertaining.
Are there a lot of people who moonlight? Maybe they have straight jobs, quote-unquote, and then they moonlight in the porn biz but don't want people to know it? Is that what it is?
Especially technicians. A lot of lighting guys, a lot of camera guys. A lot of people like that are making a few bucks in the valley every other weekend shooting some porn. So
that's a way to make a buck.
To that. Looking forward to that.
Sounds like the Beaver had quite a day.
Let's talk about the top 10 movies of the box office this weekend, shall we? Beverly Hills Chihuahua inexplicably remains atop the list. Made $17.5 additional million this week.
Yeah.
It's about a talking chihuahua played by George Lopez.
It is.
Who falls in love with another talking chihuahua played by Drew Barrymore.
I don't even mind that it's a talking dog movie because there are crazy talking animal movies that are great. Like Babe, for instance, was a great movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This movie, by all accounts, is almost unwatchable. It's just horrible on every level. Yet it's still number one at the box office.
Yep. Quarantine came in at number two. Then Body of Lies, the new CIA thriller starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe. Eagle Eye was number four. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist came at number five.
I saw that over the weekend.
Did you
so
now?
Did I.
Finally.
I thought it was really good.
That is a fantastic movie.
Yep.
I'm so deeply in love with Kat Dennings, and now you know why.
She's great.
The Express was number six. Knights and Rodanthe, number seven. Appaloosa, number eight. The Duchess and City of Ember rounding out your top 10.
I don't know
ten.
Any of the words you just said.
Knights and Rodanthe, that's the Richard Gere and Diane Lane.
Ah. Yeah.
A little romantic tearjerker. Appaloosa's the Western.
Okay. Good.
Starring Viggo Mortensen and Ed Harris, also directed by Ed Harris. The Duchess is the costume drama starring Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And City of Ember is apparently a terrific kids' fantasy movie starring Bill Murray. About the human race is driven to live underground, and two kids discover that you can live on the surface of the planet again, but the powers that be don't want anyone to know that and are holding them down.
And that's based on a true story?
I do not believe so. I believe that is a fantasy book.
I think the sun dies or something, right? And they've got a generator or some deal like that. It's supposed to be all right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good. So, might want to check that out. Movies opening up this weekend, of course. The Secret Life of Bees is opening up this weekend. Sex Drive, the sex comedy. The new Oliver Stone movie about George W. Bush opens this weekend. As does Max Payne.
Yeah.
The video game adaptation starring Mark Wahlberg as a DEA agent who apparently is fighting Satan.
He's taking on death.
Can't quite figure that out.
That looks good.
What's going on there? But oh, come on, Kevin.
Who's
really?
With me? Yeah. That looks good.
The video game is dope.
Yeah, I'd rather play the game than watch that movie. That's for sure. Aren't
you
a cop?
Do both.
Not tonight. I'm Marky Mark, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Does he call himself Marky Mark in the movie?
I think he does. Speaking of Marky Mark Wahlberg, he's upset with Saturday Night Live.
Why?
I don't know if you caught the sketch on the October 4th episode of Saturday Night Live, but they did a bit called "Mark Wahlberg Talks to Animals."
It was pretty weird.
Where Andy Samberg played Mark Wahlberg talking to a dog, a goat, a chicken, and a donkey. Dialogue such as the following took place in the sketch. Hey, dog, what's up? I like your fur. Say hey to your mother for me. And he would just go around talking to all the animals like that.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
What's Marky Mark upset
Wahlberg
about?
Didn't think it was so funny. Someone showed me the sketch on YouTube, he said in a recent interview. Wasn't like Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin, that's for sure. And Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny for a long time. They've asked me to do the show a ton of times. I used to watch it when Eddie Murphy was there and Bill Murray. I just don't even know it's on the show now. So apparently saying he didn't think it was funny, nor does he think that show's so funny. But,
oh, no, he didn't.
Marky's a little upset. I watched the season opener. They reran the Michael Phelps episode.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Spectacularly bad, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't believe it. Like, maybe high school talent show level sketches were being done.
Really?
It was.
It was a terrible show.
Jaw-dropping.
Wow.
It was not a show that they had months to prepare for, that's for sure. Oh, wait.
They had a year. January Jones. I don't know if you know her or not from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, she's the only woman in Hollywood who doesn't work out. In fact, producers are asking her to eat more. Us Weekly magazine did an interview with her, and she said the show is set in the 60s, and women weren't nearly as cut or defined as they are now, so they're asking her not to work out and please eat more pasta so she could round off a little bit, get a little fuller in the hip, a little more full in the bosom.
Hope she says no.
Why?
Why?
Because she's perfect exactly the way she is. I don't know. I think she looks fantastic.
She's a little on the thin side, I think.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. How many times do people at work come up to you and say, please gain weight?
Hey, could you? Here, have a donut. For God's sakes. Fill out. A musician named Samuel Steele.
Yes.
Is suing John Bon Jovi.
Good. Why?
Apparently, Samuel Steele believes that Bon Jovi stole the lyrics for his new baseball theme song, I Love This Town.
He has a new baseball.
Have you heard his baseball song?
I haven't heard that. No.
You haven't heard that song?
It sounds like a horrible idea.
It blows. They play it all over the baseball playoffs, don't they? Play it in and out of commercials and stuff.
100%. You just haven't realized you've heard it.
It's horrible.
Okay.
Well, this guy wrote a song called "Man, I Really Love This Team," and Bon Jovi's song is "Man, I Really Love This Town."
See,
and he says that Bon Jovi ripped him off. And he was he's convinced that John heard the song while on John Kerry's presidential campaign trail in 2004, because apparently it was played during that at some point.
Okay.
Anyway, he is suing Bon Jovi. How much do you think he's suing him for? Just give me a guess. Just a guess.
$5 million.
$10 million?
$400 billion.
Yes.
$400 billion is what he's looking for.
That sounds reasonable. He wants the whole bailout package.
Apparently he does.
That's awesome.
Yes. $400 billion is the
I have heard your argument. The motion is denied.
Yeah. And sad news. Apparently Meatloaf spent some of last week in London, in a London hospital. E! Online says the legendary singer of one of the greatest songs ever, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Absolutely.
Song blows.
Underwent 3 days of testing and evaluation, but no one connected to the Meatloaf camp will tell us what's wrong with him.
Fatty.
That's what's wrong with him.
Yeah, he's fat. He was taken to a private London clinic right after a ceremony at the Q Awards in London. I don't know exactly what the Q Awards are. I believe they are the words they give out just for the X, Y, and Z.
That's correct.
He left right for the hospital right after the award, so I don't know. Maybe he strained something lifting the cue.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Oh, come on.
The Meatloaf documentary from a couple of years
ago. Don't
even
start.
Did you ever see it, Ralph?
I did see it, yes.
It was so great, and he is just so effed in the head, this guy. He is a hypochondriac, and he's convinced he's always sick, and he never is well, and he never feels good. Yeah. And I got to wonder what's going on with him, if there's anything wrong with him at all.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
And lastly, Christian Slater has been busy learning karate.
Karate?
Yes. In an interview, Christian says he's felt inadequate his entire life because of his height. He's short.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he has enrolled in martial arts classes to improve his self-esteem. And he said he found out that he has a natural talent for kicking ass. Christian says he is now a green belt. And he says he gets no special treatment in class because he's a star. But he has a natural gift for kicking ass.
Wow.
Did he say that?
What would he need him for?
Did he really say that?
Yes.
I see a Lisa Mae Christian Slater battle. That's what I see.
I love
fight
that.
To the death.
Square off.
It's the quiet ones like me you got to watch for, not the ones that are just boasting and bragging about their abilities. I don't need to. It's just there.
Lisa has a plaid belt. That's even better than green. I
have my brown belt.
Is brown bigger than green?
Yes, it's way bigger than green.
All right. I see it. Lisa Mae Christian Slater.
Compared to me.
Here's the sound of Lisa Mae fighting.
Just right there, they drop dead.
It's it's my own worst enemy versus our own worst enemy. Lisa Mae versus Christian Slater.
I'd put my money on Lisa in that fight, I think.
Absolutely.
Let's bring it on.
Of course you would.
Yep.
Come on, Slater.
It's a baby.
Yes, taunt him.
You
guys talked to him last week, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. We did.
We did.
Did you bring up his...
He seemed pretty cool. No, we didn't.
His ability to kick ass?
We did not realize that was a natural ability he had at the time.
I have a natural gift for kicking ass.
Because that's what champions do.
That's true.
He always sounds like Nicholson Liberace had a love child, I think, Christian Slater's voice. I'm out of time to do the naked Zac Efron story. I'll have to wait till next time.
No. Cancel the ting-tings. What do you got?
All right, I'll do it really quickly. Apparently, it's been said that Zac Efron's next role will be taking over for Daniel Radcliffe in the Broadway play Equus.
Yay!
This is the play, of course, where Daniel Radcliffe got so much attention because he has to strip nude on stage. So if Zach indeed does take over the lead role in Equus, he will be naked on stage on Broadway.
Stop it. All those things, beans. Come on.
When?
Knock, knock. Anyone gay?
When?
There's been no no start update for Zach taking over the role. But
soon, though, right?
We'll keep you posted.
Man cannon.
but wait a second. Wait a second. I just realized I don't give a shit.
I just got back, and I feel like I'd take a shower again.
Yeah.
Bean all over me.
Stupid bean.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Guyanese. Yeah,
today's celeb birthdays, Marie Osmond's 49 years old today. It just keeps getting worse.
It does.
You got Zac Efron, Marie Osmond.
She does not get a bell.
Day ever. This is like just...
Bean, she doesn't get a bell.
Can we rule on the bell for bell. Marie Osmond?
Absolutely
no
bell.
She got a bell 30 years ago. She did.
Even then, it was sort of a, okay,
it was a shaky
adore.
Bell.
Adore.
She looks like a pudgy Jackie Chan.
At best.
She's 49. Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta, and of course an actress in her own right, 46 years old today. Kate Walsh.
There we go.
From Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy, turns 41. And Sacha Baron Cohen turns 37 years old today. I like. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Katie's looking at the door because it says something about the ting-tings.
I'm just trying to decipher
Yeah,
it.
I know. I was just thinking how stupid that must look to you. We have a boss here who put up a sign that said, thoughts are things. I don't know why. So someone took it down, rightfully so. And then everyone started being funny on the board, so they wrote, farts are things, and quaaludes are things. And then it says, the ting-tings are things. And then it says, F off are things. And she was looking at the board trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
We work here, and we don't understand what the hell they're talking about, so we don't expect visitors to get it.
I was trying to figure out how your thought process must be going while you were looking at that board.
I was just thinking what people were going to say the swear words on it. On the radio.
Yeah, well,
you did well.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's back up and pretend that ugly incident didn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Ting Tings, Katie and Jules have joined us here in the studios of the world famous K-Rock. Great to see you.
Hi, how are
you doing? How long have you guys been in the U.S. this time around?
About.
Go ahead, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, just arrived.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got here yesterday. Caught colds on the 10-hour flight over, so we're English people with colds.
Excellent.
I'm sorry.
Excellent. That's what you want when you're performing live.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
The band is in town for a show at the Wiltern tonight, by the way. Tomorrow night. Tuesday, October 14th at the Wiltern. TheTingTings.com is the website. Of course, you can go through Ticketmaster to get tickets. Are you here for a brief tour, or are you going to be here for a long time in the United States?
We're doing like a... just over a two-week tour of the States, and then we go back to Europe and then Japan and Australia and then back here again.
But it's quite exciting because we're doing parts of states we've never been to before.
Doing like a big tick shape of the map.
Yeah.
Checkmark.
Yeah.
As what we call it.
Yeah. So we go from LA down to Las Vegas. We've never been there. And then we go down to Dallas and take all across the bottom there and then back up to New York. So.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic.
Nice. Is there a Las Vegas equivalent in Britain? Is there any place in Britain where you can go and gamble 24 hours a day like you can in Las Vegas?
Not really, no.
There's a place on the south coast called Southend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I suppose that's...
But it's a far cry from Las Vegas, I've got to say.
Yeah.
It's there's just like slot machines, you call them, right?
Yeah. Right.
But it's just like a pier and a boulevard on the, I don't know what you call it, like a walkway on the seafront.
Boardwalk,
mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, boardwalk, that's it. Yeah. And then you get like fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. That's like Atlantic City here on the East Coast, and it's kind of crappy compared to Vegas.
Yeah, there you go, really. Same for us.
But we've never been to Vegas, so we're very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. You it's guys, pretty impressive. Yeah.
It could kill you. It could kill you. We could lose a ting in Vegas.
It could kill you.
Now, how long have you guys been together as a group?
About a year and a half. We've been in bands before this one that had failed miserably, but yeah. This
what happened? I read a bunch of stuff about how your first band went so terribly wrong. What was the name of it?
It was called Dear Eskimo.
Yes, Dear Eskimo.
There was more members in that band, and
I didn't hear what happened. I just heard a lot of references to that went so terribly wrong.
Well, we just had a really horrible time where we got signed and then dropped without even getting our album out, and like the two bosses of the company that signed us, they got sacked, so two new ones came in. And so everybody that we were supposed to be working with just slowly disappeared, and we're like, wow, where'd they all gone? And
you kind of hear these stories all the time. You think they're not true. You know, these cliches about bands getting shelved, and they get signed up, and they think, that's it, we've done it, we got signed. And that's
right, once you get signed, you feel like that's it.
Yeah, that's a huge roadblock that you get past.
Yeah, and then we had some real sort of horrible experiences within that, just in...
you know, what they're expecting from us.
You think it's bad for you two. Imagine what it's like for the other people who are in the band. Then they got fired from that. Now you guys are off being the Ting Tings, and they're still sitting home going, wow, that sucks.
Well, they made the choice at the time when it was over. The whole band was finished. And me and Katie, luckily, we were working in the same bar, just like getting through. And they all went and had got proper jobs. Yeah. I said, well, we're not working in bars. We're going to go and get proper jobs. And some of them had families, you know, started having children. We were like, us two still sitting in a bar serving beer, and what are we doing? You know, we need to sort of get ourselves together. And then we obviously started jamming again, and we got the Ting Tings.
You can sure understand why it's a tough commitment for people that have a bills to pay to decide to be in music. I mean, it's a hard way to make a living, isn't it?
Yeah. You're always just in the middle of no man's land. You know, you don't know what's happening in your life. But I think we kind of like that. I think any routine we run a mile from, so
so it kind of works for you.
Yeah,
it's weird. Tell us about the Islington Mill?
Islington Mill. It's a place in Manchester where we are based, and we wrote and recorded the album there ourselves. And it's like an old disused cotton mill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks sort of derelict and like nobody could live there. But inside there's like 40 artist workspaces and an art gallery and a club space. And we used to watch all these amazing bands that would come over from Japan and the States and stuff and get really influenced by it all.
And that's where you guys started performing there?
Yeah, I mean, our last band had gone wrong, and we'd pretty much given up on the thought of being successful. So we started to play parties there for the artists that were there, like, you know, 30 of them would come along and dance drunkenly to our 10-minute songs, you know? And, yeah, that's how it all started, really.
Yeah, we've got a great drunken following.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
What was the breakthrough to get out from the walls of that room to be heard throughout Britain? How did your music get out there? Was it you had a friend at a radio station or a record company or what?
It was kind of weird. It's just we did the first party in what was in effect our living room.
Mm-hmm.
We just moved the TV out of the way and hid some DVDs. And we had about 30 people come, and then they told their 30 friends. And then after, like, the fourth show, local radio was advertising it, going to these parties. And we were just doing it. We made, like, this TV. We found this TV in the street, and we took all the electronics out of it because we couldn't sell beer because it's illegal.
Right.
So, but we couldn't keep buying all our friends beer because we had no money because we were, bummed out musicians. We made this TV and put a hole in it and made a donation box, and everybody would just donate money and to drink beer. But we made quite a few £100 out of it.
How about that?
Yeah, and so we were just seeing it that, wow, we can pay our rent and play a few songs.
And this was well after you'd given up on the music industry or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
we didn't hear about bands that got signed and dropped and then went on to be successful. And there is quite a few, especially in the UK. Now we know, but at the time, we thought that's it. That's our chance gone.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there had to have come a point where you made a discussion about how many members were going to be in the band. How did you end up settling on just the two of you? Because a lot of people would go, well, it sure would be more effective if we had somebody else to play bass or do drums.
Well, I guess that in hindsight, we've done the right thing with all this credit crunch that's going on around the world.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just two of us, so we've made the right decision. But
fewer checks the right.
Absolutely. At the time, it was... because we were throwing these house parties, we were DJing as well. We were playing like our favorite records. Those records like Ghostbusters, Kung Fu Fighting. And that's why all our friends and newcomers were just enjoying themselves, because we were playing records that people would not stop playing, but they don't tend to play them a lot so much in the UK because it's too cool for school sometimes.
Sure,
so we were playing our favorite records. And it was just two of us DJing and partying. And of course that went, I'm a drummer, so I started getting my drums set up and playing on top of those records. Mm-hmm. So sort of added a little live thing to it. And then I created these loop pedals where I was getting loops of sounds, my own sounds. Me and Katie were working outside, and I was drumming to them, and then Katie was
I couldn't play the guitar. I played Jules's guitar.
Really? So you picked it up. When did you pick up the guitar? When did you start trying to learn?
When we started this band.
So a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how we started.
Oh, all right, here's the question I have for the Ting Tings. You're very successful here, obviously, and on K-Rock and other parts of the United States, but enormously popular back home and throughout Europe. You've sold millions of records, I think it'd be safe to say. You've had number one hit records. Is there a Ting Tings backlash yet? Are you already starting to hear from people who now say you suck because you're so successful?
I'm sure there is, but we don't read it, do we? We don't read anything. We sort of...
You don't read reviews or anything like that?
We've been on tour for, I don't know how long, but we kind of do... We just come back from a two-week... UK tour date, and we don't have any time. Like when we finish the tour, we don't have like 3 days where we kind of go through all the, you know, the reading matter. We just literally, the next day we get up and we get on a plane and we come here or go to Australia, wherever. So we do miss a lot. You know, a lot of people, our friends now and again will text us and go, oh my God, you're in the, you know, the papers, or you're in this, or there's a big picture of Katie getting out of a... Blah, blah, blah. And we, but we miss 90% of it. And I think that's, can be quite healthy.
Sure.
Because we're just working and we're busy creating and writing and, you know, playing gigs. I think the worst thing about the digital age is that you can just push a button and you can read so much about yourself.
Yeah.
It can really change.
I know a band that, I'll not say the band name, but they told me that they used to Google their band name with the word, like, they suck next to it to find the bad reviews.
Oh, that seems brutal.
It's like self-harm, isn't it?
Well, who's the band?
I'm not telling you.
The Tig Tigs are here playing the Wiltern tomorrow night. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. Are you guys the only guys on the bill, or do you have some support, or what's the deal?
I think we have a local support band, I'm thinking.
Okay. All right.
She's looking around the room like it's going to be written on that board back there.
Yeah. The album
is so entertaining, too. It's called We Started Nothing, and it's getting bigger every week here in the States. And we're so happy to have the Ting Tings here. I mean, your songs, and I mean this in the best possible way, you hear them the first time you hear them and you love them. I mean, they don't need to grow on you. They're so infectious and so danceable. Oh, and, you know, I can't stop and shake that ass. I mean, that's just how I am.
We did this thing when we recorded the album, because in our last band we'd spent, you know, months and months in a recording studio situation trying to make songs right that weren't right, that we just, with this band, we literally gave each song 2 hours, and if we didn't like it, we'd delete it. And I think you're probably hearing that fix that we wanted to get for it, that's quite instant, just because we were so impatient and really into playing live at the time.
And you two, when you're playing live, you can kind of just look at each other and know where you're going to go, is that...
Yeah, we make a lot of... I mean, we use a system where we play loop pedals, and we do that with, like, having lots of pedals on our feet. Well, on our feet, on the floor.
Right.
On our feet would be weird. It'd be something
that'd be cool.
Like, yeah, we dance thing. We'd be doing clack-clack. Like Dutch shoes or something. Anyway, we have these foot pedals, and so I'm drumming, and I'll have all these little 4 to 8 bar loops that we've created, and I'll be playing them live, and then Katie's got some, and we just mix them together. So the whole thing's live, and sometimes, I mean, they've got to be really accurate, because they've got, like, obviously, they've got their own timings in these loops. If you play them wrong together, want to go out and drift out. But sometimes that's beautiful as well, the whole thing moving, and then Katie's playing rock guitar on top of it with amps, and I'm playing drums with vocals.
So is it different each time you play?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I mean, we played a show in UK recently, and then for our encore, we come on, I had this keyboard, and I had loads of loops on it, and the sound guy put on there for me, Ghostbusters.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, good.
And Run DMC, Walk This Way. And we were playing a song called Imbecilla Carpa Song that's on our album, which got a similar tempo to it. So we had those in, and I was like cutting in between, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, and he was going wild, and then Ghostbusters, and then we go into our tune, I go back on the bass on this particular song, and Katie plays guitar, and then she goes wild with her vocal, and the lead, when she was like spinning around, the lead flew up, and it landed on the keyboard, which obviously triggers one of these samples, and it went back into Ghostbusters. So in the middle of our set playing our song, I'm on the drum, Ghostbusters comes on, and Katie's still singing Imbecilla Carpa Song over Ghostbusters, and it worked. We just let it go.
That sounds like a disaster, and somehow it sounded good.
Yeah, it really worked in a strange way.
Can you guys tell we're Ghostbusters fans at all?
A little bit. Yes.
Are we giving that one away?
It's my favorite movie of all time.
There's going to be a 3.
I love that
movie.
Yeah, but the sequels are not as good.
But we're vast if we can be involved in doing the music. We'd love to do the remake of the Ghostbusters theme tune.
That would be awesome. I'd love to hear a little of that when we come back.
Hey, how many gigs have you done at 8 o'clock in the morning, Ting Tings?
I think the only other one I can think of was one in Australia.
Yeah,
but that was probably like midnight in England, so it wasn't that bad.
But it's fun to perform in the morning, isn't it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. All right. Live music from the Ting Tings when we get back on K-Rock. So the Ting Tings are in our studios today. They are playing tomorrow night at the Wiltern with Santa Gold. We discovered. Yes. And they are going to do some live music for us. What do you guys got?
We're going to do Shut Up and Let Me Go first.
Fantastic. Live Ting Tings.
Shut up and let me go. This hurts, I told you so. For the last time you will kiss my lips. Now shut up and let me go. Your jeans were washed. So clean, I bet you changed your wardrobe since we met. Thou was so easily over me, gone is love. It's me that ought to be moving on. I'm not containable, this time loving.
Bad relationships. We would not have music if there weren't bad relationships.
True.
Guys, is Ting Tings are in our studio here at the world famous K Rock playing The Wheel Turn tomorrow night. Is that the one that the iPod commercial used? Is that the song they used in the iPod spot?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because that's got to be, I assume, a dream come true when that call comes.
Yeah, it was kind of random though, because we was playing South by Southwest,
mm-hmm.
and we was playing like four shows a day, and.
I'm sorry, four shows a day.
Yeah, and we wasn't eating a lot, and we had jet lag. And so I fainted at this gig. And then the next show that we was doing that day was one that we didn't know at the time, but iTunes were at.
Uh-huh.
And we cancelled it, and then at the very last minute, we quickly changed our mind and said, oh, we'll do three songs. And they really liked us from that show, and that's how, they first got to know about us, but we almost didn't do it.
And then how do you find out that they're going to use it, or how does that work?
Well, they got,
Steve call you himself?
No. they got in touch, and they basically said, you know, were we prepared to have our music put forward for it? And we was like, yeah, of course, because they're great adverts.
Right.
And then we didn't hear anything. And then about 2 months later, our manager emailed us and said, look on YouTube, and there was some footage of it, and it had just gone on TV between Desperate Housewives or whatever, you know,
sure.
sort of shows. And yeah, that's how we actually knew we got it. Apparently Steve Jobs leaves it till like the very last minute before he actually makes his ultimate decision.
He's the one who actually decides on all the music?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, wow, I didn't know that. He's got great taste then. They could put out an album of just iPod songs. And
what did you just say?
What?
What, you said he had great... never mind.
I said he got great taste in music.
Oh, okay. All right.
Steve Jobs does, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Ting Tings are here. Will Turn tomorrow night. Sounds like a great show, as Kevin mentioned, with Santa Gold opening. The album, of course, is available everywhere. You got time for one more, guys?
Yes.
Ghostbusters? No?
All right.
No, that's not my name.
Okay.
They call me
Yes! That sounded fantastic.
Some ting-tings right there. We'll turn tomorrow night. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. The album available in stores and for download everywhere is called We Started Nothing. How great to meet you guys. Thanks so much for coming in K-Rock today. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you.
So Nailin' Palin apparently is the name of the new Hustler video that's going to be coming out. And here's what the press release says. Nailin' Palin, a naughty adventure to the wild side of that sexy Alaska governor, featuring girl-on-girl lovin', Nailin' the Russians who come knocking on her back door, and a younger Palin getting seduced by her college creationist professor who will explain a Big Bang Theory even she can't deny.
Wow.
How do they also do it? Included three-way hardcore scenes with Palin and Palin, Hillary Clinton, and Condoleezza Rice. So that's the video that's the video that's coming out later this month, just in time for Election Day. However, we got a hold of the script here at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, we did.
And I believe we are about to perform it in a very, very poor way as the Kevin and Bean Players.
And now join us once again for another stirring performance by the Kevin and Bean Players.
Now, who's playing who here? Governor Palin, do we have you? Are you ready to go?
Oh, you betcha.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Psycho Mike, who are you going to be portraying here this morning?
I'll be Russian number one. No, excuse me. Russian number two. I apologize.
Russian number two. Intern Blinky, who are you going to be?
I will be playing the business partner today.
All right.
Business partner. Okay. Kevin, you have a role as well?
I am Russian number one, I believe.
Russian number one. All right.
Which
and
is
Lisa
good
May.
Because I am an expert in dialects of all kinds.
I'm going to be the narrator.
Maybe the narrator. Okay. All right. So let's see how this sounds. Nailin' Palin is the movie, the Kevin and Bean Players, and scene.
Fade in, interior, Sarah's living room in the afternoon. Close-up of a moose head hanging on a wall. Then a picture of Palin giving a thumbs up while her foot rests on the head of a dead polar bear. Snow falls outside a draped window. Sarah sits on her sofa reading a book entitled Today's MILF. There's a loud knock on the door.
Jeepers, crumpets, who could that be?
Door is open to reveal two Russian soldiers in long trench coats and fur-lined hats.
Privet! We hate to trouble you, but I'm afraid we have a flat tire.
Sarah peeks through.
Hold on a second. They're not Scottish, Kevin. They're Russian.
I told you, I don't know. Let's just move on.
Sarah peeks through a window next to the door. We see a smoldering Russian tank crashed into a tree in her front lawn. She shoots them a skeptical stare.
We were wondering if we could use your phone to call Kremlin.
I'm sorry, fellas. I don't speak the Russian.
Kremlin, it means, how you say?
Tow truck.
They both smile and nod.
Well, I suppose in the spirit of foreign relations, there's no harm in letting you in.
They thank her, enter, and sit on the sofa. Sarah sits in a chair across from them.
The phone is right there. Can I offer you boys anything to drink?
No, thanks. We're pretty drunk already.
That was a cholo? What the hell? Oh.
No, thanks, eh?
Hey, cholos are the best tank drivers.
Silence as the men stare at her magnificent breasts.
Don't you guys need to make a phone call?
Do we?
So, do you come here often?
You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you fellas were flirting with me.
You know, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together. No, they did not.
Sarah smiles. She shifts position in the chair, allowing the camera to see up her skirt.
Oh. Excuse me, but I think I dropped something. My jaw.
Sarah giggles.
Oh, you.
Sorry. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sherwood.
Sherwood who?
Sure would like you to come over here and...
Oh!
Sarah smiles. She slowly crawls across the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Cut to a spinning...
Oh, that's it. We're done with that one.
Okay.
Is that the end of that scene?
We're just going on to
that's
the next one?
As far
one?
As we can go.
All right.
I see. All right. So from then, you can use your imagination. Sure. We have another scene from Nailin' Palin. Is that my understanding?
Yes. Yes, we do. Interior snowmobile dealership. Sarah's husband's business partner sits behind a desk in a shabby office. Behind him are various posters of snowmobiles. Sarah sits across from him. She's holding a brochure for the latest snowmobile model.
What do you say, handsome? How about you take me out for a test drive on one of these babies?
I'd love to, Sarah, but with your husband out of town, I'm afraid I just feel a little funny about it. I mean, after all, The man's my business partner.
Oh, for criminy's sake. Why don't you take your nuts out of your little Gucci purse, grab your noodle, and act like a man?
I don't know.
Sarah unbuttons her blouse.
Well, before you and your boyfriend Lance Bass head off to the next Clay Aiken concert, why don't you feast your eyes on Mama's jugs?
She pulls open her bra. The business partner's eyes grow wide.
Bet you never seen high beams this bright. Careful.
She grabs her breast and wriggles them back and forth like twin flashlights.
You might go blind.
Hey, Lisa, you're going to need to paraphrase here rather than reading directly from the script, if you don't mind.
Right. Back to you. Business partner's mouth is moving side to side like he's watching a tennis match.
That's right, fella. Look like Lisa May, for God's sake.
Lisa, you can't read that.
I can't say that.
No. I thought we just told you.
5 seconds ago.
Sarah Palin is very mad at you.
You're a maverick, that's for sure.
Chastised by the governor here, Lisa.
She lifts her skirt.
Okay, enough out of you. You can just pipe down, I think. That'd be the best for you to be doing. It's time to drill, baby. Drill hard and drill deep. Come on, you tree-hugging hippie. What are you waiting for? Congressional approval?
So the business partner walks up.
Yada, yada, yada. Better get ready, Santa, because Mama's about to melt the North Pole.
Wow. I just talked with Lisa for me, just hearing Lisa read all those.
I think that might be a good place to end.
She's got a little bit
there.
Of a potty mouth, if you ask me.
She does.
She's no hockey mom.
I can't wait for the movie. Thank you, the Kevin Bean players, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo, bravo. Another amazing performance by the Kevin and Bean players.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What you got, Ralph?
We'll take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Beverly Hills Chihuahua continues to be the number one film in America. $17.5 million kept it number one for the second week in a row. Quarantine, the new horror film, came in second with $14.2 million. Then Body of Lies, the new Leonardo DiCaprio CIA thriller, made $13 million, good enough to make it third in the top 10. Eagle Eye came in at number four. Then Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. The Express, the true story of Ernie Davis, first African-American Heisman Trophy winner, came in at number six. Knights in Rodanthe, number seven. Appaloosa, The Duchess, and City of Ember, rounding out your top ten at the box office.
Anyone see Body of Lies, by the way? We talked about it a lot on Friday, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
I didn't either.
No, sir. I haven't been in the movie in weeks.
Wanted to. I went to Nick and Nora instead, which I thought was really great, but I hadn't seen that yet.
Oh, it hurts me to have to crush Bean like this, but...
What?
Zac Efron has just released a statement saying that he is not taking over the controversial starring role in the Broadway play Equus.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
I've been reporting all morning that he was in talks to take over the lead role, which would require him to perform nude on stage on Broadway.
Right.
However, Efron has released the following statement. No, I need to debunk the internet reports claiming that I would be replacing Daniel Radcliffe in Equus. I think it's a great role, but I was not approached.
Do you think Bean will be able to unload his tickets? No? Or is it too early?
He's going to unload, all right?
Oh, no. The problem is that I've already sold my house since the first report this morning.
Yes,
we're going to move to New York for the show.
Yeah. Move to New York and just wait outside the stage door, his pants around his ankles.
Oh.
You know what's so funny? As I listen to you, I do think to myself, you are so f***ing gay.
Yeah. Lisa, would you like to describe what I'm going to do to Zach in some detail?
I think Ralph just did, actually. Yeah.
John McCain is going to appear on David Letterman's program this Thursday.
Ah, kiss and make up, huh?
Well, he's going to show up. I don't know whether there'll be any kissing or making up done. Letterman's been pretty brutal on McCain since he canceled. So we'll have to see how that goes. Sarah Palin will reportedly appear on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So with all this Republican presence on the airwaves, what's a Democratic candidate to do? Well, just buy some airtime. Apparently Barack Obama will have a 30-minute TV special.
What?
On CBS and NBC on Wednesday, October the 29th.
30 minutes?
A month?
A month. Wow. About $1 million each will be paid to the networks to air the 30-minute infomercial.
He's going to buy Fox, too, if they don't have baseball that night. He's going to buy those three.
Apparently, they're in negotiations with Fox, but because of a potential World Series conflict, they have not signed off, and they're still in negotiations with ABC as well. So there you go.
Doesn't $1 million seem like
really, I mean, I know it's a lot of money,
super
but really cheap,
cheap
for half hour.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
It does.
I believe the networks will be able to write this off, though, as either public interest programming.
Oh, I see.
Which they have requirement to do because of their FCC licenses and or news. So I think it's they don't consider it really like selling commercial time. So
I think that's a great idea, by the way. I think there'll be a lot of publicity around that appearance, and there are going to be some people that close to Election Day who are going to tune in and want to see what he has to say. It's probably going to pay off for them.
You can just see it now.
If they like it.
This is the worst sitcom I've ever seen. CBS is really going downhill.
There's no laugh track.
This is no funny black guy. Where's the sassy, funny black guy that was on the other show?
It might still be funnier than Till Death, though.
Oh, how dare you, sir. And speaking of television, NBC has just renewed its option on further Knight Rider episodes.
Yes.
Come on!
Good idea.
You'll be getting more episodes of Knight Rider, starring Justin Brunig as Knight Rider.
Bad idea.
So, look, the people love him. What can you say? He's like Arsenio Hall. The people love him.
Yeah.
And another remake is in the works. ABC has decided to crank up production of an all-new series based on the famous Alien Invasion miniseries and series from the 80s called V.
That.
In the original miniseries, Earth was invaded by lizard-like beings from another planet called the Visitors. They came disguised as humans. They claimed to be our friends, but in reality, they wanted to conquer Earth and eat all our hamsters.
What?
They ate hamsters. Remember the famous scene, this girl peels off her face, she's got a lizard face, and she takes a hamster and sticks in her mouth and eats it.
It's cold-blooded, like, man.
If the aliens invade Earth and the worst that happens to us is they eat our hamsters, that's not a bad deal.
I think that's just indicative of some of the crazy things they're going to be doing, man.
I'd trade our hamsters for them amongst us. Sure.
You're missing the point about the hamsters.
Oh. They're assholes.
That's Do you just
language?
You choose not to be on the air anymore, you guys? Is that what they,
I'm tired of this.
Miss a meeting? Did you guys hit the lottery and didn't tell anybody?
You're going to retire in Aruba? Some of us would like to keep our jobs.
How dare you? Right.
It's not right.
And congratulations to Cloris Leachman. who apparently is proving that Dancing with the Stars does up your profile. Cloris has landed the coveted role of this year's Grand Marshal of the Rose Parade.
Shut up!
She's so lucky.
She will be the Grand Marshal of this year's Rose Parade in Pasadena, California.
Is she older than the parade, Ralph?
That's funny you should say that, because Cloris, who when she accepted the honor, said she was happy to be part of a parade that's older than she is.
What do we know her from? I don't even know what she
the
was.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
She had her own show called Phyllis.
Originally. Yeah, and her show after that.
Early 70s?
Late
70s. Yeah, mid-70s.
Where did she come from again in the last year?
She won an Oscar from something, too, right?
She won an Oscar for The Last Picture Show. She was in that film. She was brilliant in that. She was also in Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid.
That's right.
She's been all over stage and screen. And,
but not in the last 25 years.
No, Kevin's right. She had been laying real low.
Yeah. Be hard-pressed to think of a project she was in recently. She should have been a Golden Girl, but apparently they only had
stalled four.
I'm no meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
And Eva Longoria says she is so happy that her character of Gabrielle Solis on the Desperate Housewives show is fat and ugly this year. You know, they flash forward the show 5 years into the future this season.
Right.
And apparently she's got a bunch of kids and she's let herself go and she looks pretty haggard. She says she loves it because she doesn't have to spend as much time on her hair and in the makeup chair. She can just show up and just step onto the set. Hey, you know what, Eva Longoria? We don't need you looking all dumpy and frumpy. We have plenty of women for that. We need you looking as good as possible with a lot of hair and makeup in lingerie bouncing around the TV screen. That's what we need. We don't need you being frumpy and dumpy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We got that handled.
We got plenty of that.
The rest of us in the non-TV world.
We're all full up on frumpy and dumpy, quite frankly.
We got that handled.
You're not doing us any favors. Oh, I'm married to Tony Parker and I don't need to be sexy anymore. Then get off my television. Make room for some hot young chick who's willing to be hot. Frustrating. Today's celebrity birthdays. Marie Osmond of the Donnie Marie show fame is 49 years old today.
Nope. No bell.
Taking it back.
Please take that back.
I'm not happy with Bean's actual use of the bell all day today.
He's been sloppy. The bell has been sloppy. Kelly Preston, wife and actress. She's the wife, of course, of John Travolta.
Sure.
46 years old today. Kate Walsh.
Oh!
From private practice, formerly of Grey's Anatomy, is 41. Sacha Baron Cohen is 37 years old today. And I didn't know until now that I had been neglecting our buddy's birthday all day long. So I want to apologize to legendary creator of The X-Files, Chris Carter, celebrates birthday today. Chris is 52 years old today. I was just giving the heads up on that. So I want to wish him a happy birthday in case he's listening. I know he does from time to time. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We do something on the program called the Instant Request, and I guess you got another one there from the email, Kevin?
Yeah, this one comes from Angela, and she writes, "Dear Kevin Amin, can I do an instant request via email?" That's how we get just about all of them.
Yeah.
"I would love to hear Tommy Lee talk to Mayor Villaraigosa."
Oh, interesting.
That would be an interesting conversation. Thank you, Angela.
Instant request.
Not sure if they have that much to say to one another, but let's find out on line one. First, we go to Tommy Lee, former drummer for Motley Crue, a friend of the show. Hey, Tommy, how are you, man?
What's happening? Bananas. Good to talk to you. Yeah.
And on line two, let's welcome the mayor of the great city of Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Jay, how you doing?
Mr. Mayor, say hi to Tommy Lee, one of your constituents.
Hey, Tommy Lee, how you doing, man? Jay. Yeah, how you doing, man? What's up, Mayor?
Have you guys ever met each other?
No, man. You know, I'm too busy, but I love Motley Crue.
Right.
You know, I love some of his work, his solo work, and you know what I especially love, Tommy? The other day, man, you know what I was doing? What were you doing? Yeah. I was watching that video you do with Pam Anderson, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And, the boat?
You know, on the boat?
You got a handsome unit. You're driving the boat with it. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Yeah. Totally drove a boat with it. Yeah. Yeah, man. You got a big pinto. And director, man. Director.
By the way, you do have that a lot in common. You know, Mayor Villaraigosa, you, of course, were dating that news anchor from Univision or whatever.
Hey, yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Tommy, you see my daughter? You know what I do to that girl? What'd you do, bro? I do Ace Attacker. I do the Bismarck. I do the Blumpkin.
Oh,
I do the Creepy Pizza.
Oh,
I do the Compton Car Wash.
No.
Yeah. All right. Rip and shred. You know, because it's like when life, you know, gives you lemons, throw a curveball. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Sounds good. I like this guy.
Mayor Villaraigosa, you're shooting a gun this early. Who are you shooting it at?
The Pelicans in my front yard.
Oh, I see.
The squirrels and at the cholos. Anybody.
Did you say cholos?
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Yeah. Cholos.
I have a question for you, Tommy, because I know a lot of times, you know, citizens on the street don't get the chance to talk to their elected officials. Is there anything in particular, any concerns you have about living in Los Angeles? Maybe you would like to take advantage of having the mayor on the phone to talk about.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, right now it's important to go green. And I was wondering if we do that a lot in L.A.
That's really not a question.
What's this guy talking about, man?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Dummy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know, ripping and shredding.
That's the important thing.
In the morning.
Let's get back to
Sam Anderson.
Let's get back to that, shall we?
Oh, Jerry, that's a good idea.
Now, Tommy, you're back together with Pam Anderson?
She's my heart and soul.
Right.
You know, I'll always have a special place for her, and it's on my lap. Yeah! Hey, shoot that gun, dude. He's requesting.
Now, Tommy, are you willing to share Pam with Mayor Villaraigosa?
Hey, dude, you want to share Pam with me? Of course I do. Jack, bring it to the max.
Bam Anderson?
Yeah. Who's that, Leslie Nielsen?
Bam Anderson?
Yeah, it's good. I like her. I like Leslie Nielsen, too. Naked gun ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bananas. Okay.
All right. Sounds like you guys have a lot in common. I'm glad you had the opportunity to meet here this morning. It was fun.
It was. Rip and shred, dude.
All right.
You know what? That's bananas.
That is. Wow. Excellent.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
That's what I'm talking about.
1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. Today it's a pair of tickets to the Shipwreck at Queen Mary. Shipwreck 14 returns to the Queen Mary and transforms it into the scariest place on Earth for 15 terrifying nights this month. Log on to queenmaryshipwreck.com and give us a call.
All right, let's begin with Scott in Sylmar, who it seems to me should not be on the phone with us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hi,
what
Scott.
It do?
Oh, what it do? Just freaking out.
Why? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you guys have been watching the news lately, but there, of course there's a fire in Sylmar. Pretty much off the 118.
Right.
And I live in Pacoima, probably about a mile away. And I woke up this morning and get ready to go to work, and out of nowhere, pretty much I have to get ready to evacuate.
Okay. Right.
And I'm freaking out because now my work told me I have to come in, I have to come work, and I'm like, you know what?
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if I can come in today. I'm feeling kind of sick.
So you told them that you had to evacuate because of the fire, and they said, don't care, come in?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Which CBS right. radio station do you work at?
Oh, but I mean, it's ridiculous because, I mean, I have all my stuff. I have nowhere to go, so...
Wait, hold on a second. You keep all of your stuff in your house?
Well, most of it.
Okay, so you got all your personal effects, your photos, your computer.
Do you have all that packed up?
I pretty much got that all in my separate car, so.
Okay, and you're just sitting around trying to figure out what to do?
Well, I'm just sitting around. I have buddies that's somewhere. Apparently one of my buddies, his house is on fire right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, can I come live with you? And I was like, you know what, dude, right now, coming over to here, we're next. I don't think you should be coming over here.
Dude, you need a fat bowl right now. That's what you need. I mean, offense, but you have got to mellow out, my friend. You cannot be all worked up like this today.
Oh, that would be very comfy right about now.
Yeah.
Or if I can offer some unsolicited advice, run!
Now, maybe drive away from the fire.
Yeah, got everything you would take if you were going to be evacuated, maybe you should just go.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, the whole sentimental value. If you lived at a place for so long, it's kind of like you see those people in the news. They stay till the last moment.
Yeah, and then they die of smoke inhalation.
It's always a bad idea.
Look, none of us want your house to burn down, but if you need to evacuate, you should get out of there. That's all we're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go. Okay. Or go to work. Either way.
Thanks for the call. Good luck. Hey, Scott, give us a call back tomorrow or something, and once it's passed, and let us know how you did, all right? Let's go to Miguel on line 4. He was at the Dodgers game. Big win against the Phils, 7-2 last night. Hey, Miguel, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I called for opening day. I don't know if you guys remember me. All drunk and, But anyway,
from opening day of the baseball season 7 years ago?
No, this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Back in April, we don't remember you. I'm sorry.
That's fine. when I went to the game, there was an altercation with a couple of fans and security.
What happened is
one of the Phillies fans decided to throw an elbow at security.
All right, I can't help it when the phone keeps ringing like that.
We got to go to the other line.
By the way, that hands-free law sucks ass. Let me just say that.
That's for us.
I don't think Miguel is ever going to be listenable, though, on the best of all phones. I really don't.
All right, let's go to Manny, who is calling from Southgate. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, Kevin and Beanie. It's the May.
Good morning.
Mike.
What's up, Manny?
What to do?
Yeah, I'm calling for the Dallas Cowboys. I went over there Saturday, and next thing you know, Tony Romo messes up once again. I know it's broke his finger, but I mean, why can't they just put another quarterback in the second string?
Well, I think they're going to have to for the next 4 weeks.
What does that mean you went over there? You went to Arizona for the game?
Yeah, I went to Arizona, a five-hour trip, and went all the way over there. And then
you're a Dallas fan?
Yeah, I'm a Dallas fan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you get what you deserve.
Nah, but damn, that Romo, man. I mean, we got that running game pretty bad. Barber and Felix Jones. But Felix Jones got hurt within the first half. All they had to do was with Barber. And, man, just throwing games.
Look, Romo's a great quarterback when he's on. But sometimes he can get the dropsies. He does have trouble turning over the ball on occasion.
Yeah, I think he's excellent on the 2-minute drill, the quick snaps. I mean, the hurry up offense.
Sure,
I think he's great at that. But once it comes down to precision passing and all that, it's just that he just gets too confident, too cocky.
And having said all that, they lost to freaking Arizona, right? I mean, that's the point of this call.
Yeah, he just lost to Arizona, man. All those damn Arizona fans in my face at the end, all drunk, couldn't say nothing.
I know what I was going to say. Pay the man, mother effer.
Hey, Psycho somebody owes somebody money. That's
pay
right.
Pay the man. I gave you 5.5 points, biatch.
I owe you. You're right.
You pay him.
I know. My wallet on me.
How did you drive here? How did you drive here without a wallet?
Convenient.
I drove here with my wallet in my truck. I told him that at the beginning of the show. I don't know why he's such a tard.
Oh, I don't know. It's 5 hours ago. Perhaps maybe you could have run out and got it by then.
Pay your bets.
See, here's what we do.
I would, but there wasn't someone here to take control of the board when I was having the show.
Here's what we do. I just like to point this out, is that when any of the rest of us have bets and we know we lose, we bring it in knowing we're going
except
to pay
for when
it.
Dave wins marathons and I don't get paid by anybody except for you and Lisa.
Yeah, but that was a fix, though.
Yeah, that was shaky. That was shaky as hell.
All right, we're almost out of time, but let's squeeze in a couple more.
Tony Romo has broken his pinky and will be out for the next 4 weeks.
That's flimsy.
That's you way think? Flimsy.
That is kind of flimsy, yeah.
I don't even care if you're a quarterback. I know you use your hands a lot as a quarterback.
Yeah, you do as a quarterback. You kind of use your hands.
Your pinky still flimsy.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
Let's talk to Brandon real quick. He's on line 6 in L.A. Hey, Brandon, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, guys?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I work for the city, and I walked into my boss's office, and I caught him having sex with the secretary.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what did he say when you saw him?
They just both stared at me. I stared at them. I stood for about 5-6 seconds, and then I got the hell out of there.
No, no. That's when you say, boss, about that raise.
I need a raise. And then...
Yeah, actually, he let me go with pay the rest of the day off.
That's then, it?
Yeah.
You didn't get a raise? You just got a day off?
I don't know. I'm going to go to work today, and we'll see what happens.
Wow, I think you need to go in and say, it's about time for me to get a raise, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, I was on my way to HR to talk about what I saw on Friday, but maybe we can work something out.
Hey, Brandon, was this a surprise to you that those two were doing it, or was it commonly known at the office that they had something going on?
No, it was a huge surprise.
Oh, then you got to get a raise. You got to get a raise out of this then, dude.
Absolutely. Because then nobody else knows about it.
Right.
Right.
Is he a married man, too?
I don't know.
Still.
Yeah. He doesn't wear a ring, so I...
Just tell him you can't get this out of your head. Just tell him that.
Oh, goodness.
Then have Lisa describe it to him.
You know what I mean?
In detail. And finally, Mike is in West Hollywood online, too.
Oh.
Hey, Mike. Welcome to the Kevin DeBead Show.
Oh. What's up, nephew? What's up, baby?
What happened, dude?
Well, I'm over here driving to West Hollywood, going down Sunset Boulevard.
Oh.
I look over to the right, and I see his bum with his pants down to his knees, just doing the number 2 in the bush.
Oh, good.
People just walking by him like he's just reading a newspaper, like he ain't doing nothing.
Well, good, he's homeless. Good. What are you expecting to do? They don't have bathrooms. At least he went in a bush. At least he had the common courtesy to bury it in a bush somewhere. I think you should go give him a buck.
You're supporting him?
I'm supporting his usage of a bush.
You should have paid the bum, Mike.
Could have been worse. Could have been Sunset and Ivar or something.
We can all picture how that could have been worse. We got a song about that tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for the call.
What if I told you on Friday afternoon I would play the role of the bum?
What?
What are you talking about?
I got caught in public.
What?
What? Doing
what?
Not making poo.
Where were you?
Oh, come on, Michael.
I know it sounds great. It was a ridiculous set of circumstances, but that's what happened. In my parents' front yard.
What?
All right, hold on to that for tomorrow. We're going to need to have a little more time with this.
There are no circumstances under which that's happening. Right?
Unless you're homeless. Unless you're homeless and you don't have a bathroom to use.
I agree, but it was one of two options. Either there or... And I was fully closed.
Or inside your parents' house where they have a bathroom?
There was no way I was getting in there.
We need to save this tomorrow.
Oh, stop it.
We need to save this for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Terrible way to end the
show. Unless you spent the night with Blackzilla, there's no way that you can get your way inside the house to go to the bathroom. How could it catch you that much by surprise?
It just did, dude.
All right. I hate you.
All right.
On every level.
We'll talk to him tomorrow.
All right, I want to thank our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, who probably won't come on again after that story, including Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Also, thanks to superstar DJ Mark Ronson, a very dynamic and entertaining young man. The Welcome Home DJ AM show is going to be tomorrow night at the Avalon.
He was a little tired.
Tickets are just $20. All proceeds donated to the Memorial Fund for the accident victims who did not survive the tragic plane crash with his friends DJ AM and Travis Barker. Go to wanttickets.com for more information. Again, that's tomorrow night in Hollywood. Thank you, Mark.
For a great cause, and have some money
tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Bean is hella hot. We'll tell you about that. Let's talk about Megan Fox tomorrow.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, we're going to look for the oldest virgin, as there is a story of a woman who is 105 and has not had sex.
Never gave it up.
Not interested.
She just hasn't met the right man yet, guys. She's not out for the count yet. Come on.
And live music tomorrow morning as well from Kings of Leon.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
And Psycho Mike's an animal. And, let's not forget that.
That's correct. Yeah,
and he lives like some sort of wildebeest.
Apparently I forgot to mention the Ting Tings also, who were in and performing live this morning on the show, who are outstanding, and you can see them in concert tomorrow night at the Wiltern with Santa Gold. How about 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock coming up next with our friend Tammy Heidi, The Offspring, also Foo Fighters, Coldplay, Green Day, Linkin Park, Violent Femmes, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.